driving in here today and listening to Joe Torti and the show that he did, which is phenomenal. There we go. Okay. I was wondering why I sounded like crap. Okay. Start that all over again because the mic was turned around. Driving in today, listening to Joe Torti do a tremendous job with the show just before us. And hearing some of the revisionist history from people, it makes you want to just turn and go right into traffic, like right into oncoming traffic. So, I mean, with all due respect to some of these people, the Wentz versus Foles debate, there was a caller about probably 30 minutes ago who summed it up best, that instead of just being happy that we are in a position that we are, where you have Carson Wentz go down and Nick Foles is right there ready to just take the reins. You know, and there's so many teams in the NFL that don't have that at all, where their starting quarterback goes down and immediately you're like, season's over. By the way, the Eagles were one of those teams last year, because the same people that are call up today, most of them, I would say 95% last year when Carson Wentz went down, were saying season's over, me included, by the way. Luckily, season wasn't over. Nick Foles went on a run, but we're in an amazing situation where Nick Foles comes in, fills in. And it's like you don't even miss a beat. And in many ways, you're better. Now, I think you're better because one quarterback is healthy, the other quarterback is not. But then you have people coming out of the woodwork, the Folesian Society, that's the nickname that's been given to them. The Folesian Society comes out of the woodwork and starts talking about nonsense. It's nonsense. That's the best way I can sum it up. You know, you're putting Carson Wentz so low. And while you tell me that you know how good he is, your words and the reasoning for it say otherwise. The revisionist history that's gone down in this city is amazing to me. We watch Pat Mahomes this season in awe. Can't believe what he's able to do. A year ago, we were saying the same thing about Carson Wentz. Fast forward to December 28, 2018, and you have people calling him up saying trade Carson Wentz for 3 first-round picks and a player. It doesn't really matter who the player is. 3 first-round picks. Well, that won't do it. Okay, well, first-round pick, second-round pick, third. Now we're just giving them away. Just give away Carson Wentz. Instead of just sitting here and being happy, now it's a situation where you got the Carson Wentz people going, hold on a second. We're kind of overvaluing Nick Foles a little bit, okay? Because we're putting Nick Foles on a pedestal that he's earned because he won the Super Bowl MVP, but we're also putting it with unrealistic expectations that he's going to win another Super Bowl. I honestly, listening to the people that are saying, you know, Nick Foles is my guy and trade Carson Wentz, I'm sure if we took a poll of those people and asked how many of you guys think that they're going to win the Super Bowl, probably 85-90% say, yep, they're going to do it again. And it's an unrealistic pressure on Nick Foles. This is 2 really good games he's played. 2 really good games. Need a third on Sunday. That is pretty clear. But for those 2 games that he's played and played very, very well, there were the 2 games at the beginning of the season where he did not play well. And we just forget about that. You know, I heard a caller an hour ago say, well, those, you know, he wins the big games. Well, what about the 2 games at the beginning of the season? No, but he wins the big games. Well, I thought in the NFL every game was big, but apparently not when you want to pick and choose about Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. I mean, this debate that's raged on about trading Carson Wentz and keeping Nick Foles instead of just sitting here and being happy, it just makes me want to bash my head into a wall. That's, I mean, honestly, Bob Cooney on the Morning Show said it best. We have to be the only city in America that has the best backup quarterback in the NFL, and we can't be happy. We can't be. Because now we have people coming out of the woodwork saying, I'll just trade this guy, sign Nick Foles to an extension, sign him to a 7-year deal. And Torti said it best. Part of Torti's, he said, I just want you to sign him to a 7-year extension and Carson Wentz to walk to the Giants. Because we don't deserve Carson Wentz. And you know what? This city, while I love this city, I was born in this city, I plan on dying in this city, this city's in my blood, I am so proud to be from this city. This city has a problem with this very situation. We do this all the time. We're doing it now with Ben Simmons. We're doing it now with Carson Wentz. We did it with Mike Schmidt years ago. And if you want to go back to like the 50s, we did it with, now I'm drawing a blank on his name. It was a player for the Phillies that went to Alani High School that I'll think of in a minute. But we have these players that they're great. We love them. And then all of a sudden, we just start picking them apart. I call it the roller coaster effect because it goes up and then all of a sudden it hits a crescendo and it goes down. You know, you hit the crescendo and for, let's say, Bobby Abreu, it was the home run derby. That was the crescendo. And then all of a sudden, it was like we start picking him apart. He has a bad start to the season, wins a gold glove he doesn't deserve. And now all of a sudden, Bobby Abreu, every home run he ever hit was a meaningless home run. Just absolutely meaningless. Mike Schmidt, well, he didn't hustle like Larry Boa. He was only the greatest third baseman of all time. And as we sit back here, you know, in 2018, everybody who booed Mike Schmidt will tell you he was the greatest third baseman of all time. But at the time, it was like, well, he doesn't try hard enough. Ben Simmons, well, he doesn't shoot, so let's just trade him for Bradley Beal. Like, that's just an amazing creative trade you came up with. Let's just trade him for Bradley Beal. Hey, what about C.J. McCollum? What about Damian Lillard? Just trade him. Yeah, because Ben Simmons doesn't hit a jump shot, so, you know, he's just vastly overrated. And we do this. We do this all the time in this city. These players, we appreciate them. We're so lucky to have them. So lucky to have them. And we tell all of our friends and we brag to them. Yo, I know you got two Super Bowls with Eli, but we have Carson Wentz. And Eli's trash right now. Yo, you have Alex Smith as your quarterback. Yo, Dak Prescott is your starting quarterback. He might be the fifth best quarterback in the division. But then all of a sudden, we put these unrealistic expectations on these players. And then we turn on them. And for this season in Carson Wentz, it was the unrealistic expectation that he would just bounce back and be that MVP-level candidate that he was last season. Even though he was rushed back from a major knee surgery, he had a fracture in his back, which explained, in my opinion, why he was missing so many throws. You don't come back from a knee surgery like a torn ACL like that. I mean, it takes a year. But we put these unrealistic expectations that he would be back. And when he doesn't perform like that and Nick Foles comes in and plays the way he does, all of a sudden we're, let's trade Carson Wentz. Folks, what are we doing? Like, honestly, what are we doing in this city? I mean, come on, wake up, folks. Just be happy that we're in this position. But enough with the trade Carson Wentz stuff. Enough. I love Nick Foles. I will always be indebted to Nick Foles, okay? He brought me something I'd never seen, and I'm only 29, so I know there's people out there that are way older than me that suffered a lot longer than me. So for all of Philadelphia, we are always going to be appreciative of that man. But we're sitting here talking about trading the franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz for a 30-year-old quarterback who also has injury history, by the way, who's been either ridiculously hot in his career or ridiculously cold. And I'm sitting here going, listening to Joe Torti going, Joe's right. We don't deserve Carson Wentz. 610-632-0975. Pat Egan with you till midnight. The other thing I want to get into tonight is we're coming down to the wire to 2018. We're about 3 days away. I did the math. I can confirm. We're 3 days away from 2019. And obviously all those end of the year lists are going to come out. Now, doing the easy of, hey, what was the best thing that happened in Philly sports? That's easy because it was the Super Bowl. What is the worst thing that's happened this year in Philly sports? So I threw that out on Twitter at @Pat_Egan. You can find me there. I threw that out on Twitter and I kind of thought I was going to get the majority in one take. And actually, it went completely the other way. And I was surprised at the reaction. So I want to hear from you. What is the worst thing that's happened in Philly sports in 2018? A lot of good stuff happened this year. Hell, the best thing that I've ever seen happen this year was the Super Bowl, February, 41-33. But with the good comes the bad. It wasn't, you know, just sunshine and rainbows. We're not Boston. We don't just, you know, trophies don't fall out of the sky. So what was the worst thing that's happened? If you want to give me the other best, I guess you can do it. And do we actually deserve Carson Wentz at this point? I know it's crazy to say, but some of these callers, with all due respect to them, and we appreciate you calling, you're driving me nuts. You're driving me nuts. Pat Egan with you till midnight on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5, The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino. Starting at 1 p.m., it all comes down to Week 17 and another must-win game as Nick Foles leads us into battle with Washington, and we'll keep our eyes on must-lose Minnesota. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Watch the game with the Fanatics' Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, and plenty of free parking. Presented by Sugar House Casino, Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's Football Station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Presents select models with approved credit. 50% off 2018 Cadillac XTS, Purdue Front, or Van Ans, 3118. Call 1-800-CARBANK for full details.
3, 2, 1. Year end. Markdown madness is on at FC CARBANK. Now till Saturday, 7 p.m. Take an extra 50% off CARBANK's famous sale tag discount. 200 Cadillacs and Mercedes-Benz reduced for year end. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP $50,009. You pay just $25,400. 2018 Cadillac XT5 SUV. Original MSRP was $53,800. Now only $32,600 at FC CARBANK. 2016 Mercedes-Benz C300 all-wheel drive. Just $22,990. 2016 Mercedes-Benz E350 all-wheel drive. Only $24,990. Back with CARBANK's famous money-back guarantee. Now till Saturday, 7 p.m. at FC CARBANK.
I'm Frank CARBANK. Come join us during our year-end closeout.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654.
Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Payroll doesn't seem that hard. It's just pay rate times hours worked, right? Sounds easy enough. Well, payroll is easy as long as each employee's tax withholdings are properly set up and as long as you don't shoot yourself in the foot along the way. But payroll can be punishing for business owners like me who will assemble their kids' toys without reading the instructions first. We don't need to read instructions unless we're desperate. That's why Patriot Software offers payroll setup and support for free for businesses with up to 100 employees. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
After a scary movie, I have to watch cartoons so I don't have nightmares.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I have to use a calculator on my first grader's math homework.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I practice taking my glasses off in the mirror because I think it makes me look cool.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Bob Cratchit, get in here.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge?
Cratchit, I just saw the paperwork on the new Kia I asked you to get me from Gateway Kia. It says I saved $6,000. Is this true?
Yes, sir.
Just for that, Cratchit, I'm going to...
Oh, no. Raise your salary. Happy holidays, dear boy.
This holiday season, Gateway Kia will double your down payment up to $6,000. Or give you up to $6,000 over book value for your trade. Or sign and drive a new 2019 Kia Forte. Just $169 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or a new 2019 Kia Sportage. Only $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it signing. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and on Route 309 in Quakertown. Or log on to shopgatewaykia.com.
Discount Kia Giants.
Light up the holiday sales event.
Leases are 36-month zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year lease and tax title and DMV. Discounts only trade down value. Credit approval expires 12/31/18.
Sports Talk for Coatesville and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's a fitting song for Nick Foles. It's fitting. I'll give him that. All he does is win. That's it. Bring it up if we deserve Carson Wentz. I brought up a Phillies player that I blanked on. Dell Ennis was his name. The local kid, too. He went like Ollie High School first round. Great player. Some reason, the fans booed the hell out of him every time he came up. And then as soon as he got traded and he came back, they cheered him. It was like the most Philadelphia thing of all time. But like, we eat our young in this city, man. We really, really do. Pat Egan till midnight. You can follow the show on Twitter at Pat _ Egan. We will talk to John Anik coming up at 11 o'clock. If you're unfamiliar with John, he is the UFC play-by-play guy. Big pay-per-view this weekend with John Jones, Alexander Gustafsson, UFC 232. So we will talk to John coming up at 11 o'clock for a preview of that. Let's get to the phones, though. They've Nasir has been waiting patiently, 610-632-0975, by the way. But Nasir in Collingdale, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Pat. I'm looking at this thing, man, because I'm emotional like every other Philly fan. So I just sit back and I look at, let's look at the math. Statistical analysis. We can hope to project Carson as a franchise quarterback. We don't have enough statistical data yet. We don't have like a Russell Williams resume or Aaron Rodgers. And then we have quarterbacks who are really had really big years and they kind of went down. I just looked at a statistical analysis right now. If you just do comparison, a statistical analysis of career comparison right now, Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott are neck and neck, with Dak Prescott being slightly better career right now. And that's crazy, right? Because it's all about present value. That's what I think the Foles people are into. The present value of Nick Foles is tremendous. It's like speculating on a stock. Carson Wentz, we think, is going to be good, but he has a problem with availability. Dak Prescott had two great years. I can't stand the Cowboys. But right now, Carson Wentz, he lost to Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott brought them down to win the last game against the Eagles that probably knocked us out the playoffs. So you got to count these things in. We need Carson to have a big win in a big spot to really kind of cement his future. But right now, it's not a good look for him because statistically, he's not that far. Him and Dak are neck and neck, and he doesn't have a signature win, and everybody's about what's going on right now. And that's all I wanted to say.
All right, Nasir, lots to unpack there. Dak Prescott has seven more starts than Carson Wentz. So if they're neck and neck, keep in mind, you have seven more starts. If you're neck and neck, actually, that's not a good sign, in my opinion. When you have seven more starts than a guy, you probably should not be neck and neck. You probably should be pretty far ahead. With that said, though, the signature win thing keeps coming up. Carson Wentz doesn't have these signature wins. Like every win last year wasn't like a big win. I could have sworn putting 50 on Denver's defense was a signature win. I really thought that was, but whatever. Could have sworn going into L.A., going into the Coliseum, playing that Rams team last year, beating that Rams team last year. I know he didn't finish the game, but Carson Wentz won you that game, okay? Tears his ACL and diving for a touchdown. They put it back at the one-yard line. He says, no, I'm not leaving. I'm staying in. He delivers a 4th-and-1 strike to Alshon Jeffrey. Carson Wentz won you that game. So let's please stop acting like Carson Wentz, every win he's ever had, isn't a big win, isn't a signature win. Because once again, we do this in this city. How many people out there have you ever heard, say every home run that Bobby Abreu or Ryan Howard hit was meaningless? Ryan Howard hit like 400-something career home runs. Every one of them must have been meaningless. You know it's not true, but that was the perception. And now we have a perception that every single win that Carson Wentz had, none of them were big wins. You know, going down to Carolina on Thursday night on a short week, and not only playing Carolina, but if you remember that game, playing the refs too, because they didn't get one single call, and beating that team. Thought that was a signature win. Yeah, he lost to Dallas. Okay, he did. Lost to Dallas. He also got you back into that game. The defense, I thought, lost you that game. Flat out. When the defense gets torched by Amari Cooper with like 3 minutes left, I mean, hell, come on, man. You putting that on Wentz? The defense let the Dallas Cowboys walk in down the field in overtime. Carson Wentz never even had a shot at getting the ball. He didn't play well, but he had a fracture in his back. Let's put these parameters into the factor of why they played bad. Why Carson Wentz played bad this season. Because he wasn't fully healthy. When Carson Wentz is fully healthy, we know how good he is. We know. But he wasn't this year. We forget that. Let's go to Pat in Norristown. Pat, you're on the Fanatic.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi, not too bad. I just want to bring up the fact that, you know, everybody talks all this crap on Carson Wentz currently, and, you know, Nick Foles is in. He's doing great, whatever. Did anybody ever forget the fact Nick Foles earlier in the season was a game 3, 4, 5 where he blew easy wins for us when he was starting when Carson Wentz was out? And then you forget the fact that Carson Wentz came back early. You know, the injury he had was a year-long injury. He shouldn't have been back until week 15, at least.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why he came back week 3. It's because Nick Foles wasn't playing that well. We're sitting
right,
there looking at the schedule going, all right, these are winnable games, but hell, we just lost to the Tampa Bay Bucks. We need Carson Wentz back. That's the reason he was rushed back in week 3.
And I understand that 100%. But if he's a franchise guy,
what is up with callers? Folks, you can't curse. Like, this isn't a new phenomenon. You can't come out and curse. I'm sorry to break it to you, but you just can't. It's not allowed. Yes, Carson Wentz did not look amazing. Actually, out of the gate, he had 8 touchdowns and 1 interception. He looked pretty damn good. But as the season went on, and as Jason Peters continued to turn into a turnstile, and Carson Wentz continued to get drilled, yeah, the injuries took a toll. They just did. Carson Wentz showed flashes at times of his old self. He also looked really bad at times. But once again, when you have a fracture in your back, you're not supposed to look great. You're just not. It's really tough, I imagine, to sit in a pocket and deliver a timing, you know, the strike, and just drop it in a bucket the way he was doing last season. Complete mismanagement by the coaching staff. I remember doing shows in the offseason saying Carson Wentz should not start to week 5. I was getting torched for it. I stand by it. Carson Wentz should not have started to week 5. But when Nick Foles puts you in a situation where you barely squeak out a win against Atlanta, you get crushed against a Bucs team that had Ryan Fitzpatrick as their quarterback, you're going into a week 3 game against Indianapolis where the Indianapolis Colts looked much improved. You force the quarterback back. Yeah, it wasn't smart. And in all honesty, what has this medical staff of the Philadelphia Eagles done this season that's smart? I swear, the Eagles and the Sixers have traded medical staffs, because this medical staff for the Eagles, how many hamstring injuries is Sidney Jones going to have this season? Chris Maragos has been missing since George Bush was in office. I mean, the medical staff's a joke. Timmy Jernigan has been re-injured a billion times. And yes, bringing back Carson Wentz, I don't care if he wants to play in week 3, you're coming back a month before you were originally scheduled to come back. A month. And on top of that, even if you came back just on time, right? The rehab went great, you came back on time, you're still going to have growing pains with that injury. So they completely mismanaged Carson Wentz this season. Completely mismanaged him. Let's go to Tyler in North Carolina. Tyler, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. First, let me just say that I went to that Carolina game you talked about a little bit ago last season, and it was Carson Wentz, to me, is just like miles above Nick Foles, in my opinion, just for like his talent.
Yeah, I agree. When these two are both healthy, talent-wise, one quarterback is just flat-out better.
Exactly. And my problem this season, at least, like, the reason why I feel like Nick Foles was doing a lot better than Carson Wentz is not only because Carson Wentz was injured, but mostly because of the game plan too that Doug had. Because, you know, when Nick Foles is starting, you know, like, Doug Peterson usually goes to the RPO, and like, he basically, like, Nick Foles doesn't have the ability to control an offense like Carson Wentz does. But Carson Wentz isn't at to that ability yet to where he can do it like at an elite level. He's definitely like a top 10 quarterback, but I don't think he's a top 5.
Right. Or are you saying right now, or you just think when all said and done, you don't think he'll be like a top 5, like an MVP candidate?
Oh, no, right now. I'm just talking about right now.
Right now, okay. Yeah. Tyler, thanks for the phone call, man. 610-632-0975. Yeah, right now, no. I mean, he's injured. I agree with Tyler in the sense of, I think Doug Peterson kind of lets Carson Wentz handle the offense more than he lets Nick Foles handle the offense. That's not to say that Nick Foles won't audible out of a play. He did that when he hit Nelson Aguilar for that long bomb. But I think Carson Wentz is Doug Peterson's quarterback. You know, you hit your wagon to Carson Wentz when you're a first-year head coach and you draft a guy. And you see first-year head coaches do this all the time. The first thing they do is they draft their franchise quarterback. You saw Andy do it. Andy comes in, he's the quarterback's coach for Green Bay. He comes in, the first thing he does, everybody wants Rick Williams. Nope, I'm taking Donovan McNabb because I need my franchise quarterback. And you're indebted to that guy. A lot like Ron Hextall was indebted to Dave Hextall, you're indebted to him. I mean, you're married to the guy. He's your baby. To quote Pafko, he's your baby. So Carson Wentz is Doug Peterson's guy. I think Carson Wentz is allowed to do more things with this offense that Nick Foles might not be allowed to. That comes with situations where Carson Wentz puts himself, though, in poor spots, like running the football when he probably should just throw the football away. Talent-wise, though, these two, when they're healthy, they're just not close. I can't say it any better than that. They're not close. Now, you can't take away from the fact that Look, in big spots, Nick Foles does just show up. I can't explain it. We had a caller earlier today say it was like Tim Tebow. It kind of is. That's not to compare Tim Tebow and Nick Foles with talent-wise, because Tim Tebow is garbage, and Nick Foles can actually play football. But with the, you know, head-scratching, how is he doing this? Yeah, the comparison's there. I just don't understand this logic of let's trade Carson. Let's get rid of Carson Wentz. Let's just get rid of him. Because if you do, he will haunt the ever-loving you-know-what out of you for years. There's no doubt in my mind that next season, you know, you give a full offseason of Carson Wentz, post-knee, back comes back healthy, you'll see the Carson Wentz from last year. There's no doubt in my mind. But we just had this revisionist history because he didn't play that well this season because we had our own high expectations for him. And you just, you gotta call them. You just ratchet that back a little bit. Let's go to Nick in Hershey. Nick, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm in your boat. I mean, I live in Hershey, but I bleed green, you know, red, white, blue. But I wanted to say, I don't understand why a lot of Phillies fans have to hitch a wagon to one quarterback or the other. Why are we so quick to judge one over the other when, and deep down in, we're Eagles fans? I mean, whoever steps out in that field and wearing that uniform is my quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes. Thank you. Preach.
Yeah, exactly. Man. He's my quarterback. I mean, I understand, you know, when Carson's out there, I love him to death. I want him to succeed, and he is our future. But I love Nick Foles just as much. He gave us something. Now, you said you're 29. I'm 31. I personally think, you know, he brought us something, and he'll forever live in infamy. He'll never buy a meal and never buy a drink in Philadelphia again. But I want him to succeed, just not here. And for the remaining time that he's here, I want him to succeed, but I still believe Carson Wentz and will be, forever be, our quarterback. And it just hurts me. Like, every time they say trade Carson Wentz, like a little pinprick in my heart.
Yep.
I'm like, why would you say that? The guy last year, you know, they said no big wins. I mean, I think if he would have stayed healthy, we would win the Super Bowl one way or another. Oh. We were just lucky enough to have Nick Foles as a backup and him perform out of his mind.
Nick, perfectly said, man. Thanks for the phone call. Perfectly said. 100% correct. Everything that Nick said was dead on. I want Nick Foles to succeed. I want Nick Foles to bring me a second Lombardi in the worst way. Because he's the quarterback of the Eagles. You know, I remember, was it high school or freshman year of college? Either senior year of high school, freshman year of college. I had bought tickets to go see the Eagles and the Dolphins. And it was a miserable day. It was raining. Donovan McNabb goes out. Here comes A.J. Feely. And with all due respect to A.J. and his 2002 run, you're sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. Like, I shaved my chest for this. I mean, come on. We don't have that problem now. I remember going to a game at the Meadowlands where Mike McMahon was our quarterback. Like, Donovan was injured, and I had to watch Mike McMahon sling the rock. We don't have that problem now. We have a legit starting NFL quarterback. Nick Foles is an NFL starting quarterback. He's just not an NFL starting quarterback on this squad because we're lucky enough to have Carson Wentz. It's a good problem to have. A very good problem to have. Trust me on that. But we're put in a spot now where you're either so pro Nick Foles or so pro Carson Wentz that you're losing sight of just being an Eagles fan. You know, and just cheering for the squad that you bleed green for. Instead of just sitting back and going, yo, we're in a great spot. It's, well, if you're a Carson Wentz guy, then you must hate Nick Foles. Well, if you're a Nick Foles guy, you must hate Carson Wentz. You're obviously going to have a preference of which one you want. But personally, the trade Carson Wentz stuff, I don't get that at all. The other thing I do want to get into, I mentioned earlier in the show, but with the 2018 coming down to the wire, what's the worst thing that's happened in Philly sports in 2018? I'm getting a lot of good ones on Twitter. I want to give you a chance to say them. But one that I did get was from Kevin Patrick on Twitter. He said, worst 2018 sports move was the Phillies' unwillingness to part with prospects to get Machado at the trade deadline. This not only cost us a playoff spot, but it could also cost us a chance at signing him as a free agent. He would have been a lock had he spent time with the club. I love getting the Phillies talking into a show. I love the Phillies. The Machado trade deadline thing, I don't think it was necessarily they were unwilling to. I just think that the Orioles fell in love with Yusnel Diaz, who was a prospect who went off on the futures game for the Dodgers, and they fell in love with that guy, and they wanted that guy. You don't trade Sixto Sanchez for a rental ever. You know, it's very rare that a Glauber Torres goes for Aroldis Chapman, and that had a 108-year curse. That's the reason why he went. But, you know, I think they offered decent prospects. I just think that the Orioles just preferred Yusnel Diaz, who was the prospect that they got for Machado. But that's what I'm talking about. Like, the worst thing that's happened, I don't think I had my personal one. That's not it. But I would love to hear if you have something that was the worst thing that happened in Philly sports. A lot of good stuff happened. There was also some negative, though. Let's go to Amir in North Philly. Amir, you're on the Fanatic.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
The one thing that I don't understand is before Nick Foles took us on that magical ride last year, we were happy that we had our franchise quarterback, but we were also happy that we had a legitimate backup to Carson Wentz just in case something happened to him. Something happened to him. He took us on that magical ride. We won our Super Bowl. But we also said we have a Super Bowl team and we get our MVP candidate back next year. So we were happy with that. No one was saying Nick Foles should start that. I think that us as Philadelphia fans, like, we go overboard sometimes. So with the trade of Carson Wentz or the trade of Ben Simmons, I think we forget what life was like without those guys. And hopefully neither one of those guys are the type that listen to these shows, even though they're entertaining, but listen to these shows and hear the noise, because when it's time for them to come up with a contract, like, something, you never know how these guys are. And hopefully they don't listen to the noise where they say, well, they don't appreciate me. I want to go somewhere that I'm appreciated. I'm going to get my money regardless.
Yeah.
So let me go somewhere that appreciates you.
Yeah. And Amir, for me, really, it's I feel like the anti, you know, trade Carson Wentz contingent, it really is only 10% of the fan base. But with that 10%, they seem to be the loudest. And you're right. I hope that Carson Wentz is not listening. And thanks for the phone call. That Carson Wentz is not listening to the program. I really do. I mean, I appreciate everybody that listens, but I don't want him to hear this negative talk. On the flip side, I don't want Nick Foles to hear any negative talk. I don't want any of these players to hear negative talk, because it sucks when you get told you suck at something. It just does. I mean, it eats at you. We're only human, okay? If I open up Twitter and I have 100 compliments, but one guy's telling me I'm trash, I'm going to be focused on the one guy telling me I'm trash. So when you have Manny Machado coming into town and some idiot is telling him, we don't want you here, turn around because you don't hustle enough and you're a dope, I pray to God Manny Machado was listening to some other station. Pray to God. Luckily, it wasn't on our station, but I pray to God that somebody, you know, had turned the channel and he didn't hear that. Because if you're sitting there and you're Manny Machado, you go, oh, hold on a second. I've heard about these fans, and now I'm hearing that they don't want me because I didn't run out of ground ball, you know, because I'm not Chase Utley, you know, incarnate. I'm only a possible MVP candidate, like, pretty much every year. But, you know, I didn't run out that one ball hard enough. And that's what goes back to my original point with, like, we eat our young with the Mike Schmidt comparison. You know, in the 80s, it was Mike Schmidt could do no right. He was the best third baseman of all time. But because Larry Boa was playing right next to him and hustling his you-know-what off, and you had Pete Rose hustling his you-know-what off, and because literally it just seemed like he was coming effortless to Mike Schmidt, well, he must not try. We hear the same things about Ben Simmons. I got a call the other day. I'm producing. I get a call from a guy. Yo, why doesn't Ben Simmons take shots after practice? How do you know he doesn't? What, because he's not putting it on the gram? How do you know Ben Simmons isn't taking shots after practice? We just assume that because he doesn't do it in a game, because he's not confident in the shot, he's not working hard enough. And then the narrative comes that Ben Simmons is lazy in this town. He's not. He works hard. I don't think there's really any athletes in this town that are lazy. I don't think we had a lazy athlete since Andrew Bynum, who had no interest in playing basketball whatsoever. That's why I say we eat our young in this town. We got to chill with that. Ratchet it back just a little bit. We are in a great spot in Philadelphia right now. A spot that I would say a lot of teams, 99% of them, would not be in. Where you have your starting quarterback go down in Carson Wentz, and Nick Foles steps in and could very well lead you to the playoffs. very well lead you to the playoffs. It's a really good chance. We haven't even broken down that game yet, which I do want to get into later. But I couldn't deny this conversation about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz, because I'm sitting here listening to it going, hold on a second. Why can't we just sit back and go, we're lucky to be in this spot? Why does it have to be trade Carson Wentz and we're so reactionary? And I love the passion in this town. I really do. But sometimes I feel like it is a negative because we sit here and we're so reactionary. We jump at stuff. We're so, oh my God, this just happened and it's the greatest thing in the world, so get rid of the other thing, instead of sitting back and going, well, in fairness, playing both sides of the coin, one might be a better quarterback, one's injured, looking at all the facts. We don't do that all the time. We need to get back to that. 610-632-0975. Bryce, Phil, Jeremy, Carl, Paul, sit tight. One open phone line. That is yours. 610-632-0975. The Carson Wentz stuff is on the table. Also, what is the worst thing to happen in 2018 for Philly sports? Tons of good stuff happened. Okay, I think that's the easiest thing to ask, is what was the best thing that happened? If you don't say the Super Bowl, I have questions about you. But what is the worst thing that happened this year in 2018? I'm Pat Egan with you until midnight on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. The playoff picture is clear heading into Week 17. Nick Foles and the Eagles need a huge win versus the Redskins and some help from the Bears. Is there a playoff berth in the future for the Eagles? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Cherokee lease, 36 months, 3640 due at signing, 10,000 miles per year. Tax, tags, and destination fees additional. Includes all rebates and incentives. Offer ends 1-2-18. See dealer for full details.
Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is bringing joy to the world this month during the 2018 Big Finish event. Save up to $12,000 off every new 2018 and 2019 Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in stock. Only at Spirit. Buy with no money down and take advantage of the best financing in the Delaware Valley, regardless of your credit. At Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, rates start at 0% with terms up to 84 months. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Cherokee, your choice, for as low as $199 per month. Only at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Do not miss the 2018 Big Finish event at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Swedesboro. Plan your visit online at SpiritChryslerDodgeJeep.com. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're selling excitement. Spirit.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the...
Hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the... And we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson, DL, at 215-379-0444.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Verizon Fios TV customers, don't lose ESPN, the Fiesta, Rose, and Sugar Bowls, the College Football National Championship, the NFL wildcard game, and the NBA on ESPN could soon be gone. And 6ABC, Freeform, and the Disney networks could all soon be gone from your Verizon lineup. Take action. Call Verizon now at 1-800-837-4966 and tell them you want to keep all the networks you're paying for.
What is a Burns Honda original? It's when a family or friend purchases a brand new Honda from Burns, maintains it regularly at the Burns dealership for the next 2 to 3 years, and then trades it back into Burns when they are ready for a new Honda. The Honda they traded in is now a Burns Honda original. Factory certified used car. One car, one dealer, one story. Can a non-franchise used car dealer share the same story? Can they say they sold it new and know the customer and the car? Burns Honda is your used car destination in South Jersey. To find your Burns Honda original, visit BurnsHonda.com today.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market in Westchester and Ardmore has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods. Today, in their third generation of ownership, Carlino's continues that tradition of old-world techniques as makers and purveyors of hand-roasted meats, artisan cheeses, handmade desserts, signature pastas and sauces, homemade bread, and more. Right now is the perfect time for all your holiday party catering needs, too. For holiday catering menu and more, just visit carlinosmarket.com.
Hey, football fans, when your favorite team scores a touchdown this season, make sure you're celebrating with another TD. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Tullamore Dew is the smoothest Irish whiskey to enjoy during the big game. Triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured for even better flavor makes this TD perfect for celebrating TDs. Cheers to the death of thirst and birth of fond memories. Touchdowns and Tullamore Dew, a winning combination. Tullamore Dew reminds you to enjoy their whiskey responsibly during this football season. 40% alcohol by volume. William Grant & Sons, New York, New York.
Train. And Goo Goo Dolls. Summer Tour 2019. One night with two incredible bands.
And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't.
With special guest Alan Stone. A night full of hits. Train. Goo Goo Dolls. On sale now at AXS.com. Don't miss Train and Goo Goo Dolls live and pick up Train's greatest hits featuring 15 classic Train songs plus their version of Careless Whisper.
Nobody beats a Jeff Deal.
Here's why to buy from Jeff D'Ambrosio in Destination Downingtown. Simply put, Jeff does truck buying better. Better selection, better payments, and better trade-in values. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save up to $15,000 on Ram trucks or get payments as low as $149 per month. Find the best deals of the year right now at number one Jeff D'Ambrosio. Shop 24/7 at GoJeffAuto.com. No one beats a Jeff Deal guarantee.
Nobody beats a Jeff Deal.
2019 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4, $149 per month lease with $49.95 down, 10K miles per year, tax additional, must be in current lease with approved credit.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Count me in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Before we get back to the phones, let me tell you guys about the... Got to get the paper here. Here we go. Okay. Fanatic pregame and watch party. join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney this Sunday starting at 1 p.m. for the Fanatic pregame show live for Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatic's Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, $12 Miller Lite buckets, and plenty of free parking presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerard's Appliances. Always a good time at Sugar House if you get a chance to get down there and hang out with Andrew, who's a great guy, and that whole morning there, that whole pregame show are just full of great guys, and Jason Avant could not be more down to earth. So if you're an Eagles fan and you're looking for a place to watch the game, definitely head to Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Patty, getting with you till midnight. The first hour has really flown by, talking about the Carson Wentz, Nick Foles conversation. Also trying to mix in, what's the worst thing that's happened in Philly sports in 2018? Jeremy from in Downingtown wants to talk about that. Jeremy, you're on the Fanatic.
Yeah, hey. So I think the worst thing in 2018 was the Eagles' decline, particularly Wentz. So getting back to that Wentz-Foles conversation, I know he's hurt, but it's an injury you can play through, and he said he's ready to go, and he was missing throws. How much of that is injury? How much of that is a decline?
I think a lot of it, honestly, man, is the injury. I mean, when you have a fracture in your back, I think it's just tough to put the touch on the passes. I don't think, you know, you just lose the ability to just drop a ball, you know, in a bucket like that. I mean, we saw his rookie year. I'll never forget the first touchdown pass he ever threw to Jordan Matthews. It was an incredibly beautiful throw, and I remember sitting back going, "Holy crap, we have a franchise quarterback because he's making that kind of throw." And this season, he was missing guys by 5 yards, and I was like, "You man, I'm sitting there going like, what is going on?" Because I know it's a knee issue, but still, he's missing guys by 5 yards. When you factor in the back injury on top of it, I think it explains it a lot more of why you're missing, you know, so many of those throws.
Yeah, isn't that an injury Philip Rivers sustained and played through, or Big Ben or something? I think it's one of those that you can play through and still put up
can
still put up stats, right? It's about getting it done. Here's the thing, where I'm a big fan of Nick Foles, and I'm not saying let's trade Wentz, but he is like 1-8 or something against teams with a 500 record or better. Nobody talks about that. Yeah, he's a young player, but, I mean, we've got a proven guy in Foles. He's stepped up every big game he's played virtually for us.
No, and he has. And Jeremy, thanks for the phone call, man. Look, he's absolutely stepped up. I can't take that away from him. There have been quarterbacks that have played for the back injury. I think the Eagles are in a situation, though, where they don't have to play Carson Wentz. If Nate Sudfeld was your only backup right now, if you had traded Nick Foles in the offseason, or if you had traded him at the deadline, which, in fairness, I wanted them to do, I think you'd have Carson Wentz playing right now. I really do. But when you have the added advantage of, hey, we can win a football game, we can win a football game by a lot, probably at a high level with a quarterback like Nick Foles, and we can possibly get our franchise quarterback healthy in the process, why wouldn't you do that? You know, yeah, of course Carson Wentz is sitting there going, I can play right now. That's one of the reasons why he was rushed back. He sat there telling everybody he could play. He wanted to be back for the first game of the season. He was not ready. And after Nick Foles played subpar football for the first 2 weeks, and you're sitting there staring at a week 3 matchup that, before the season started, looked like a win, but by the time week 3 rolled around was a question mark, you rushed him back. Yeah, so of course he's sitting there going, oh, I'm healthy, I'm fine. Yeah, he wants to play, he's a competitor. If he didn't say that, I'd be questioning him. If he was pulling an Andrew Bynum right now and saying, no, man, I'll get you next time, or if he was pulling a Todd Marinovich, I don't know if you remember that, but like they wanted him to go in and he goes, no, I'm not ready, and just literally waved them off, I'd have questions. He's a competitor, he wants to get in there. But that's the added advantage of having Nick Foles right now. There's no doubt in my mind, if we had Mark Sanchez as our backup quarterback, Carson Wentz would be starting on Sunday. I'm sure the Eagles would deny that, but it's a must-win game. You're not going to start Nate Sudfeld in that spot. But the way that Nick Foles has played, one, you can't really take him out. But two, your starting quarterback is banged up and injured. And I said this before, I'll repeat it again. When Carson Wentz is injured, he is not as good of a quarterback as Nick Foles when he's healthy. He's just not. I'm a huge Carson Wentz fan. If those two are both healthy, give me Carson Wentz. If Carson Wentz is banged up, give me Nick Foles. It's just that simple. Because I have confidence in both of them, although I have more confidence in Carson Wentz, admittedly. Let's go to Phil in Springfield. Phil, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Pat, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
So how much do you, how much of this do you think this
this made-up quarterback controversy has to do with the fact that Nick Foles takes over the game, and the game plan becomes simpler. You know, it's like he can think less and play more. And I feel like with the talent of Wentz,
yeah,
they put too much on him.
Yeah, I think there's some credence to that. I think that that Carson probably wants that, though. In all honesty, Phil, I don't think that Doug Peterson's done a great job this season as a coach. I think he's kind of reverted back to that 7-9 season that we had question marks of. And I'm not just talking about when he goes for it, when he doesn't, but even the play calling I've had questions about. But you're right, Phil. He ratchets the playbook back for Nick Foles. And, I mean, for lack of a better term, kind of dummies it down. And the offense takes off.
It's weird. And then just to hit on the other thing, and you mentioned it earlier and another caller did, just I think the Phillies, their talk, all the big talk about we got to bring people in, we're willing to spend stupid money, but just the not showing it, it's all talk and no action yet. I think that has people like hesitant to come and play here.
Phil, I don't know if it has, thanks for the phone call, I don't know if it has people hesitant to come play here. I know for Phillies fans that I've talked to, and myself included, it's just flat out annoying because it is an eggplant tease, if you will. That's the best way I can put it. It is an eggplant. I mean, it is star hunting, star developing. It is a quote that we latched onto and you get excited about, and then when it doesn't happen, you get annoyed because your expectation was, oh, okay, they're going to get one of these guys. Now, in the NBA, when you say you're star hunting, the star has to want to come here. LeBron James was destined to L.A. I was one of the guys who was saying he would come here. I thought craziness on my part. I thought LeBron James wanted to win basketball games. No, he just wants to have a crappy show on HBO. Pardon my take on that one. But with baseball, when you say you're going to spend stupid money, you better as hell spend stupid money. And baseball is a sport where, you know, if it's, you know, if you offer a guy $22 million and the Yankees offer him $20 million, he wants to go to the Yankees, he'll go to the Yankees for take the $2 million loss. He won't even take a $5 million loss. But when you say we're going to spend stupid money, that means if the Yankees offer $25 million, you offer $35 million, they're not leaving that on the table. And I'm not saying that the player won't. His agent won't allow him to. The Players Association will not allow him to because a high tide rises all boats. You know, I have people hitting me up on Twitter about trade for Mike Trout. Like, well, that's all. No one's thought of that idea. Trade for Mike Trout won't happen. And they keep bringing up, well, he's a free agent. The reason he hasn't signed an extension yet is because his agent is waiting for these two guys to sign so that he can eclipse that mark. Because those contracts are only going up. And in this point, with the Machado Harper, if you're going to say you're going to spend some money, you can do that. And you can flat out just outbid these teams. Because the Players Association and the agent, just they won't allow a guy to leave, let's say, $10 million on the table. Do I believe that Machado and Harper don't want to come here and they don't like Philadelphia? I think it's a lot of agent talk, to be honest with you. I think it's the agent talking up and trying to get the Phillies to spend more money than they would want to spend. On the flip side, though, if you're an opposing fan, you know, like Bryce Harper was, and he came in here for years and got booed and probably got, you know, crap said to him, you know, maybe you don't want to come here. There's plenty of guys that haven't wanted to go where they were supposed to go. I mean, Jim Kelly did not want to go to Buffalo so much that he signed with the USFL. He's a god in Buffalo. So, you know, they all say that, and then they sign here, and they become a god. Cliff Lee is still beloved in this town for picking us over New York. So, you know, let's just see what happens. But I agree that that was a comment that if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be sitting there wanting to just strangle somebody while screaming into the ether, spend stupid money. Because signing Andrew McCutchen for $50 million is not stupid money. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the X20 studios only from Comcast. Let's go to Carl in North Philly. Carl, you're on The Fanatic.
What's going on, brother?
How are you?
I'm good, baby. I'm good, man. Look, I know I don't have much time, so I'm just going to try to spill it out as fast as I can. I don't understand why people don't realize how much of a blessing it is to have two blue-collar guys like Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. I mean, both of these guys are stand-up guys, you know what I mean? And not even just that. they're both spiritual men. So with that being said, I don't think that the best thing for us this year is to go on this run and win the Super Bowl. Of course, I would want to do it. It feels good to get it back-to-back and all that. But for the future purposes, I believe that everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen. I think that Nick Foles has been dealing with humility since he's been here, since the first run and when he came back. Okay, he's still dealing with it. He got benched after the Bucs game, which was a little too early. But now Carson is dealing with it, okay, with a little humility, and that's good for him as well. Because now moving forward, if we win this Super Bowl this year, it's going to hurt us moving forward as Eagles fans, okay? Because now we're going to get Carson Wentz with a chip on his shoulder where he's dealing with constant humility instead of what he's dealing with right now, which is a little bit, okay? I feel as though the season played out the way that it was supposed to. Okay, Nick Foles paid for a big contract. Now he can go somewhere else and be good. He's going to be okay wherever he goes. He's not going to win a Super Bowl probably, but he's going to be darn good. So us as Eagles fans, we need to sit back and relax and realize that we didn't play to our full potential this year for whatever reason, and it's okay. Because moving forward, after this season, I truly believe that Carson Wentz will be the guy that we need to be.
Carl, thanks for the phone call, man. I agree that after this season, you know, next season coming in healthy, Carson Wentz is going to be fine. I can't condone, though, not saying that the Eagles winning the Super Bowl wouldn't be a good thing. Just because, like, I mean, our trophy case in Philadelphia isn't exactly flush. I mean, we do have that Lombardi trophy. It's awesome. That wouldn't be an incredible problem to have if they win the Super Bowl. I'm obviously cheering for it. Carl said he was too, but I get Carl's point, which is, you know, if you win the Super Bowl, then it's even more of a controversy. And how much of that is good for the psyche of either of these quarterbacks? Because the reality is, Nick Foles is probably not going to be back. I'm going like 99% chance he just won't be back. I am confident that he will end up living here when his career is over. Because, hell, why wouldn't you? You'll be a god. But I think every time he goes out in the field and performs the way he did, like he did on Sunday, his agent and him are just seeing massive dollar signs. There's going to be some thirsty GM out there, might be the guy in Washington, who's sitting there going, well, this guy did win the Super Bowl. I mean, he was the MVP, and we kind of need a quarterback. And we had Adam Schefter on yesterday, and we do have a cut of it. It's in Sound for Updates, if you can find it from yesterday. And if you don't, it's no big deal. But it was with Robin D., and Adam Schefter was asked about what the future held for Nick Foles. And that's the thing. What does the future hold for Nick Foles? Because the future in Philadelphia is set. It's with Carson Wentz. He's your quarterback. He's your future. Now, that those waters get muddied if you win the Super Bowl. But I think every Eagles fan will take back-to-back Super Bowls and a quarterback controversy like that. Like, you'll just take that. Because the one Super Bowl for me was enough for a lifetime. I mean, that'll last a lifetime. And I think I speak for a lot of Eagles fans when you say that. Two Super Bowls, I mean, now we're just getting greedy, right? Like, I mean, we're not the Patriots. We don't just win every year. We're not in it every year. But, I mean, I will absolutely take two Super Bowls and a quarterback controversy versus something else. I do think that the humility factor helps Carson Wentz get more hungry. Get hungrier, I should say. I think that he sits back and he goes, okay, this is what it takes to win a Super Bowl. I see how the fans are reacting to Nick. I know the fans do love me, but I also know that Nick is now a god in the town. He is a folk hero. He is a legend. He has a statue. And because of that, I want that. All right, so let's hear from Adam Schefter, who was asked by Robin D., I believe it was yesterday morning, about the future of Nick Foles.
Well, I think the obvious places are in the state of Florida because you've got three teams with three quarterback questions, right? Miami, no more guaranteed money left in Ryan Tannehill's contract. Jacksonville, no quarterback. And Tampa Bay, we don't know what they're doing with Jameis Winston. So those are the first three places you think. And the other place I think of also is Washington with the Redskins, with the uncertainty about Alex Smith and his physical condition. We don't know how he's going to heal. We don't know if he's going to come back. Everybody hopes he can come back and that he's able to bounce back from a horrific injury. But there's no certainty that he will. And so you know, it's hard for me to comprehend and fathom Nick Foles going to sign in division against the Washington Redskins, but I don't think that can be ruled out as an option depending on how Alex Smith heals and recovers from his injury.
You absolutely can't rule that out because the Washington Redskins have shown a propensity to spend stupid money like the Phillies want to. I mean, guy becomes available, and this is dating back for a while by Dan Snyder. Guy becomes available, sign him. I mean, Lavernius Coles has the famous quote of, why did you sign to Washington? That's a whole lot of change. You think he wanted to be a Redskin? You think Jeremiah Trotter wanted to be a Redskin? Absolutely not. Why did he sign with the Redskins? Because they offered him a ton of money. They backed up the Brinks truck. Same thing with Antoine Randall L. Same thing with Brandon Lloyd. Same thing with Albert Haynesworth. Same thing with Josh Norman. Same thing with DeSean Jackson. They love spending money. They just throw away cash. It's like that scene in Wolf of Wall Street where he just crumples up a $100 bill and just throws away. That's Dan Snyder with free agents. So when Nick Foles becomes available, if Alex Smith is never going to play, absolutely expect them to be a factor. Could you imagine this city if that happens? If Nick Foles plays at a high level, and let's say once again he leaves the field with a lead. God forbid he leaves the field with a lead again. The defense blows it. And then he signs with the Redskins. This city might riot. But that is the future with Nick Foles. It's with another team. Carson Wentz is your future right now. He's just your future. Nick Foles isn't. We have to accept that. The trade Nick Carson Wentz talk is ridiculous. I'll say it's ridiculous. Let's go to Bryce in Jersey. Bryce, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, man. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
First thing I want to say is I don't think he's ever going to sign in Washington.
I hope not. I really do.
The reason I'm saying that is, did you see the interview with him after the Texans game on Sunday?
Go ahead.
The guy was literally getting choked up about the thought about leaving Philadelphia. Like, he loves this city as much as the fans love him. So seeing him sign with a division rival would be, I think, as hard for him as it is would be for us.
It is, and you know, look, I obviously the guy loves it here. I mean, he literally is like a god to this town. But with that said, you know, Brian Dawkins bled green more than any player I've seen, and I saw him leave. And it wasn't for a divisional opponent, obviously, but I saw him leave. And, you know, he's famous for saying it took him a while to just accept the fact that he wasn't an Eagle anymore. Nick Foles has played with other teams. And while, yeah, I expect him to want to stay here, I think just financially, he has a $20 million mutual option. I expect him to turn that down because you're going to be able to make more money in the open market. I mean, Sam Bradford was making $22 million, and me, you, and my producer, Josh, could play quarterback better than Sam Bradford. We're probably healthier than him. So he's looking at monster money, and I don't envision him leaving it on the table, even if Washington is that team.
And by the way,
I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I don't want to see Nick Foles in burgundy and gold, but, you know, I saw Donovan McNabb play for the Redskins for so many years at the Eagles. That was crazy. And I wasn't alive for it, but Sonny Jurgensen was the same thing years ago. So, you know, crazier things have happened. And I expect them, if Alex Smith can't go, I would expect them to be a player for him. I hope I'm wrong, though.
Yeah, and my other point was to the controversy. I think it's more fan created than anything. I don't think in that locker room there is much of an issue. Like, they had the I forget which player it was, but he had a shrine to Nick Foles, but I think it's all in good fun because that locker room is really tight under Doug Peterson, and it has been basically since he got there. And I think the relationship between Nick Foles and Carson Wentz is something that not a lot of NFL teams can say that they have, where both guys have a mutual respect for each other. And I think Nick Foles understands his position, and as much as we want to all go out there and be like, oh, start Nick Foles, trade Carson Wentz, which is ridiculous, by the way, because Carson Wentz is the future of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You don't think it's happening in the locker room?
No, I don't think there's anything to it in the actual team.
All right, Bryce, thanks for the phone call, man. I agree. I think this locker room is really tight, and the leadership in this locker room is extremely strong. One of those leaders, by the way, is Carson Wentz. I think also one of the leaders, though, is Nick Foles. I think you have a situation where both quarterbacks do enjoy each other. They're both, faith-based men. They both are competitive. They want to play, obviously, but I don't think it's a bad blood. I don't think this is Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, where Brett Favre wouldn't even talk to him. I think they both have deep respect for each other, and I think they are friends. And I agree, the shrine to Nick Foles, I think was a joke. I don't really buy, and Torty brought this up during his show, I don't buy the like, oh, well, everybody just plays better, and they just all, the logic of they just step up for Nick Foles, as if they were holding something back when Carson Wentz is the quarterback. This is the NFL. You get paid to play football. You don't hold back because you don't like the guy throwing you the football. And especially if you're the defense. I mean, that makes no sense. If you're playing cornerback, you don't hold back because Carson Wentz is your quarterback, and then all of a sudden Nick Foles comes in and, oh, okay, well, now I'll start covering guys. I mean, that makes literally no sense. So I don't buy that at all. I just think you have a situation where one quarterback is healthy and the other quarterback is not. And you saw that when the two played. 610-632-0975. Paul, you'll be the first one up after the break. Aaron, Tony, and then it's you. 610-632-0975. We'll continue to get into the Nick Foles stuff. I do want to actually get into the game, though, because there is a game to be played on Sunday. And on top of it, what is the worst thing that's happened in Philly sports in 2018? One of the ones that we got on the phones was the kind of downfall, not downfall, but the step back of the Philadelphia Eagles after their Super Bowl run. And that's a good one. I think the Super Bowl hangover was real. I think it's happened. I think we've seen it. I think instead of training in the offseason, maybe not as hard as they could have, yeah, you're doing other things. You're doing book tours. I mean, Lane Johnson's literally tweeting out cases of Bud Light. I look, you win a Super Bowl, in my opinion, you get a reprieve for a season. They took a step back. It hasn't been the season we've wanted, but we're still in a good spot that we can possibly get in the playoffs. And I think 3 weeks ago, nobody thought that was possible where it is. So we're still in a good spot, but there was a step back this season. I don't think, though, that is the worst thing that happened in 2018. I think there's other things. I've gotten them on Twitter, but I'd love to hear it on the phone. 610-632-0975. It is Pat Egan with you until midnight on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. It comes down to Week 17. The Birds need a win in Washington and a Vikings loss to the Bears to reach the playoffs. The playoff hopes are alive and the final week of the NFL season is upon us. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Tax and tax additional on select numbers with approved credit. 24-month financing with $24.95 due at signing. Event ends 12/31/18. Call 1-800-CURBACK for full details.
3, 2, 1. Year end markdown madness is on at FC Kerbeck. Now till Saturday, 7 p.m. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. Over 250 Buicks and GMCs reduced. New 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $149 per month. 2018 Buick LaCrosse was over $44,000. Now just $22,000. That's 50% off. Over 250 Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 50% off. 25% off new 2018 Acadia Denali. That's over $12,000 off MSRP. Experience the new Buick GMC. We are professional grade. Now till Saturday at 7. Encore or Terrain. Just $149 per month at FC Kerbeck Buick GMC.com.
I'm Frank Kerbeck. Come join us during our year-end closeout.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatics sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654.
Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lock, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages ready to throw on the grill. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bob Cratchit, get in here.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge?
Cratchit, I just saw the paperwork on the new Kia I asked you to get me from Gateway Kia. It says I saved $6,000. Is this true?
Yes, sir.
Just for that, Cratchit, I'm going to...
Oh, no.
Raise your salary. Happy holidays, dear boy.
This holiday season, Gateway Kia will double your down payment up to $6,000 or give you up to $6,000 over book value for your trade. Or sign and drive a new 2019 Kia Forte. Just $169 a month. Zero down payment. Zero first payment. Zero do it sign. Or a new 2019 Kia Sportage. Only $199 a month. Zero down payment. Zero first payment. Zero do it signing. We'll see you at Gateway Kia. Route 611 in Warrington and on Route 309 in Quakertown. Or log on to shopgatewaykia.com. Light up the holiday sales event.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year. Lease and tax title. DMV discount lease only. Trade gals value. Credit approval expires 12/31/18.
Sports talk for Quakertown and all of Bucks County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
All right, Quaker Town, this one's for you. Pat Egan with you till midnight on the Fanatic. You can follow the show on Twitter at @Pat_Egan. We will talk to UFC play-by-play guy John Anik coming up at 11 o'clock. Big UFC pay-per-view tomorrow night, UFC 232. So we will talk to John regarding just a preview of the fight. So for all you MMA heads out there, you definitely want to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, though, we've pretty much been talking nothing but Eagles. We've mixed in a little bit of the worst thing to happen in Philly sports in 2018. I've got a lot of good ones on Twitter. I want to give you a chance, though, to give me yours. 610-632-0975. Paul has been waiting very patiently. You're on the Fanatic. Paul, thanks for holding, man.
Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing?
Good.
So here's my thing with the whole Foles and Wentz thing. Foles is a great quarterback, longtime fan of his, but Wentz is the future. And I think that he came back way too early, and people are judging him way too quickly. Like, they're just about to throw him out like last week's trash. Here's the thing. If you look at last year's stats, if Wentz didn't actually get hurt, there was a really good chance that he was going to take MVP that year. And now all of a sudden, now he's sitting there, you know, he's hurt, and everyone's just like, keep Foles, get rid of Wentz. And I'm just like, no. Wentz is our future. We spent way too much effort to get him.
Yep.
So letting him go, it would not be a good move. As for where Foles would end up, a lot of people actually have not mentioned the Giants. Eli is declining rapidly over the last 2 years.
Yeah, he's terrible.
With his stats a little bit. So I honestly wouldn't be surprised if the Giants tried to throw their name into the hat if Foles doesn't sign that $20 million contract with us.
Paul, and that's an interesting name, Paul. Thanks for the phone call. I have heard the Giants, and it would be interesting if the Giants go out there and they draft a quarterback. I mean, I know Justin Herbert went back to Oregon, which is bad news for them, but if they go out and they take a quarterback, you know, Foles is the perfect, we'll give you 2 years, we'll give you $25 million, and, you know, you'll be our bridge. You'll teach him how to be a quarterback, but in the meantime, we can compete because, you know, yeah, if you're the Giants GM right now and you're looking around, you go, we have all these weapons on offense, all these weapons. What's holding us back? The quarterback. We could probably contend if we had a quarterback. We don't. We have Eli Manning, and they got to let him go. They really do. That dude's time is way past him. It would absolutely suck if Nick Foles signs a contract with anybody in the division. And it's not because I think he's going to come back and burn you necessarily. I just think it wouldn't taste right. It would just look weird. It would look a lot like Donovan in burgundy and gold. It would look like Brian Dawkins in Broncos colors. It wouldn't look right. I'm obviously, I expect him to not be here. I don't necessarily think I'm prepared to watch him with a divisional opponent. Even though it could very well happen, it would be gross on all accounts. Let's go to Tony in the Northeast. Tony, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, man.
Look, that last caller pretty much hit the hammer right on the nail. Number one, what people that are following Foles. I mean, he's a good quarterback. He got us to our first Super Bowl. We will forever be indebted to you. But realistically, you have to look at the fact that Wentz still is trying to come off that knee injury, and he has a back injury. If you've ever hurt your back, you know how important that is to coordinate with everything. Like, you can't do anything with a back injury. So how do you expect this man to continue to move the way he did last year, throw the way he did last year? It's not possible. You had to give him this year. I mean, now, next year he comes and he looks just as off as he did this year, then maybe that's a different story, but you got to get a guy a break. You can't sit there and let we wouldn't have had the 13-3 season yep. we had last year without Wentz. And that's what people, I mean, we're acting like a bunch of kittens, the new shiny object. That's what we're all gravitating towards, and that's just pathetic.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Tony, I feel like we do this a lot in this city where it's, you know, it's definitely a what have you done for me lately city. We're very reactionary, but, you know, we do. We get the shiny toy, and I continue to call it the roller coaster effect of, you're at the bottom, and then you reach the crescendo, and all of a sudden, you start picking them apart, and you find their flaws, and reality is, like, every player out there has some kind of flaw. There's very few out there that don't. So you start picking them apart, and the next thing you know, it's, well, you know, the grass is always greener over here, and that's what we're doing right now with Carson Wentz. The grass is greener over here, so let's go over here, you know, and it's frustrating because as an Eagles fan, you're sitting there going, hold on a second, a year ago we were playing taps for the season, literally. When we was like, well, look, we're getting to get the playoffs, but we're probably not going to win a game. And now fast forward, and we're sitting here talking about trading the guy who would have won MVP had he played, you know, probably one more game,
right?
It's Tony, thanks for the phone call, man. It's very frustrating. It's the mystery box from Family Guy. You could have a boat, or you could have a mystery box, which might be a boat. And every Philadelphia fan seems to always go for the mystery box, because the boat, well, I mean, you know, it doesn't have 10 speeds. You know, it's not quick enough. So let's go for the mystery box and get like a better boat. Like, stop with that. We do that so much. I gave examples when I started the show. I'll do it again. We're doing it now with Ben Simmons, and it drives me up a wall when I hear people say, trade Ben Simmons. Whether you agree that he's a transcendent player or not, I think that's the problem is, you know, that's part of the roller coaster. You talked yourself up into saying he's a transcendent player. He's baby Magic Johnson, which I think he is, but he doesn't have a jump shot. And, you know, he's dating Kendall Jenner. By the way, there isn't a guy alive that wouldn't date Kendall Jenner. I'm sorry. Okay, maybe not date her, but have some adult fun with her. There's not a guy alive. Let's stop ripping Ben Simmons, who's 22 years old, for having fun with Kendall Jenner. She's gorgeous, all right? First of all, let's get that out of the way. But, you know, he puts one Instagram post out, doesn't hit a jump shot, and all of a sudden the guy has no work ethic, so let's trade him. It's ridiculous. Ryan Howard did the same thing. Wins Rookie of the Year, won the MVP. And I remember actually sitting at a game and saying the worst, this was probably in 2009, and saying the worst thing that happened to Ryan Howard, I was talking to a buddy, worst thing that happened to Ryan Howard was he won Rookie of the Year and MVP back-to-back years. And the guy in front of me turns around and just started laughing at me like I was an idiot. And I'm looking at him going, dude, all these people are booing him for striking out. Because you had the thought that it was just to continue. And he was going to hit 50 to 60 home runs every year. And he was going to hit 330. And then they implemented the shift. And then he had the injuries. And it didn't happen. And you started blaming him for the contract he got, when they had to sign him to that contract because the best first baseman prospect they had at the time was Joe Savory, who was a pitcher. So, you know, all of a sudden, it's like you start picking apart his flaws that he hits into the shift. And, you know, you would get the calls and say, why can't he just lay down a bunt? Oh, yeah, okay, that's easy. So you start picking him apart. You had it happen with Mike Schmidt and Larry Bowie. You had it happen with, I brought up Dell Ennis in the 50s with the Phillies. I mean, the list goes on. Of players, Bobby Abreu, who we talked up, and we were PAFCO sitting outside the link saying, he's our baby. That's it. That's our guy. But then something happens that gets too much acclaim, and we turn on them and say, hold on a second. He's good, but he's not that good. But Bobby Abreu is good, but he's not Gold Glove good. And we're doing that now with Carson Wentz, where the grass is always greener. You know, Carson Wentz is good, but not Nick Foles good. So, I mean, we're gonna trade Carson Wentz. I love the people say, I don't want to trade Carson Wentz. But, you know, if I can get two first round picks, stop. I mean, come on. We all made fun of the Oakland Raiders for trading Khalil Mack for two first round picks. Like, we just ripped them for that. Everybody was like, you've got to be kidding me. You're trading Khalil Mack. You just gave your coach $100 million, but you're trading Khalil Mack. Great. You got two first round picks. Awesome. Can't wait for you to draft a right guard and a fullback and a defensive tackle, Gruden. Great job. You got two first round picks for the guy. He's going to be the defensive player of the year. But you've got fans calling up who a couple months ago were making fun of John Gruden for that and saying, well, I think they should trade Carson Wentz for two first round picks and maybe a player. Well, hold on a second. Last year he was the MVP. He was the MVP when he went down. And he didn't go down in midseason. He went down late. Late season he went down. MVP. So you trade Carson Wentz for two first-round picks. I don't care if it's three first-round picks. There's no chance you get equal value. There's no chance. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Aaron in Jeffersonville. Aaron, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, buddy. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So let's cut down the brass tacks. We are fortunate to have the best first and second string quarterback that I can remember in the Super Bowl era in NFL
so true.
History.
So true.
Okay. So that being said, Carson's our guy. But here's also the truth. Foles is not going to re-sign that mutual option. So I also, because of his history and because the Eagles really have him controlled for 4 years, and because we need to rebuild this team, Carson is not being re-signed now. You go into this season with his $8 million cap, which is his 720 salary, his 3.4 signing bonus, and roster bonus, and the proration of his signing bonus. You go into this because you need to rebuild this roster. We have 10 draft picks. We're going to probably get a number 2 draft pick when Foles signs with somebody like Denver or somebody like that. So we're going to compensatory pick there. We'll have 11 draft picks. We need to sign free agents. The cap went up $15 million. The only way for this team to rebuild in a crucial, crucial offseason is to let Carson prove that he can stay healthy. He's obviously one of the top quarterbacks in the league if he is healthy. They also control him next year with a club option for $23 million. There is no rush to sign him. And you know what? If the price tag is going to be $5 to $10 million more a year, you know what? It'll be worth it because by the time they sign it for him, he'll have proven he can be healthy. He might have won a Super Bowl by then. And who cares? Carson's our guy, but you have no reason to sign him to a long-term contract right now. The worst thing that can happen is you sign him to a 5-year, $175 million contract or something like that, and he gets hurt again. You don't need to do that. He's controlled for the Eagles, not only next year, the year after $23 million. They can even franchise him 2 times after that. There's let him prove that he can stay healthy. Let him prove he's the man which he is and move from there. That's the bottom line.
Great call, Aaron. Great call. You know, quarterbacks don't hit the open market by choice. Like, they just don't. Not in the NFL. Kirk Cousins did not hit the open market by choice. Now, it worked out for him. But, you know, if the Washington Redskins wanted to sign Kirk Cousins, they would have done it. And everybody knows that. You also have a GM in Howie Roseman who is incredible with the cap. You know, you can rip Howie Roseman for draft picks and you can rip him for, you know, a trade here and there. I don't know why you would because he's actually pretty good at getting trades. But you can rip him for other things. The one thing you can't rip him for is his ability to maneuver a cap around. The cap also is only going to go up. Every year that thing's going up. Why? Because we keep watching and the NFL keeps making money. So every single year that cap is going up and up and up. You don't have to rush to sign Carson Wentz. You don't. I don't necessarily think, though, that this roster needs to be completely rebuilt. I think they were banged up a lot this season. I think the Super Bowl hangover was real. I think they have a ton of talent on this roster already. I think that next year they could very well contend. But I think the window in the NFL is very short. And teams like the New England Patriots, who seem to win every single year, they are the big-time minority. Big time. You know, you have teams that come and go, like the Carolina Panthers, who 1 year they're on fire, and then, you know, the next year they're not that great. And the next year after that, they're talking about firing their head coach. Happens all the time. So I don't think this roster, though, as constructed right now, is, you know, we need to just overhaul everything. But I do agree that you don't need to rush into trading Carson Wentz. The injury history with Carson Wentz, and more importantly, when people say he's injury prone, I have to agree with it in the sense of he does get injured a lot. Do I think he's injury prone, though? I put injury prone I define it another way. I define it as like soft tissue stuff. If you keep getting hamstring injuries like Sidney Jones right now, although I put that more in the medical staff because they can't keep anybody healthy. But when you have a guy that just keeps getting soft tissue muscle injuries, I think that's injury prone. I think when you break an arm, that's not injury prone. You know, I don't think you're Mr. Glass from Unbreakable. I just think you broke an arm. I think when you break ribs, I don't think that's injury history. I don't think you're injury prone. You got a nasty hit. That could happen to anyone. And torn ACL, same thing. I think Carson Wentz needs to limit how he plays the game a little bit because he plays it a little recklessly, and I think that's led to his injuries. But am I worried, you know, every year about him going in and, you know, getting injured? Not necessarily. I think this year you had a situation where your left tackle has become a turnstile in Jason Peters, and he kept getting the quarterback hit. That's one of the reasons, and originally my topic for the show was who needs to step up. In my opinion, on Sunday, the guy that needs to step up is who's ever playing left tackle, because it is vitally important that you keep Nick Foles healthy. We almost didn't see that with the hit on Jadeveon Clowney, but you need to keep Nick Foles healthy and upright because God forbid he goes down and Nate Sudfeld has to come in and win you a game. I don't have any confidence in that. And while we're sitting here and I'm doing the same thing, sitting there going, look, I just got to focus on the Bears game. We're going to walk through Washington. I got to focus on the Chicago Bears game. Crazier things have happened. And in 2008, I saw Jamarcus Russell, who's the worst quarterback of all time. All right, not worst quarterback of all time. Biggest bust of all time. Worst quarterback, Nate Peterman. But he's the biggest bust of all time. I saw him go down and beat the Tampa Bay Bucks to get the Eagles into the playoffs. And no one thought that was going to happen. So you need to keep Nick Foles healthy and upright because you can't afford that guy getting injured. Let's go to Alex in Philly. He wants to change things up. Talk Sixers. Alex, you're the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Pat?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I want to talk some Sixers. The Christmas Great Day game has got, you know, sitting in my craw a little bit.
Mine too, Alex.
The narrative that's come out after that is, oh, Ben Simmons can't shoot. Ben and Joe and
Trade
don't work together. I don't understand it. To me, and I'm sorry for this in advance, but to me, the problem is Brett Brown. I love Brett Brown as a person. He seems like a good dude. He seems like a really smart coach. At the same time, he's making mistakes that me as a basketball watcher, like, I wouldn't make those mistakes if I was coaching the team. And I know it's easy to say that, but
no, but you, but Alex, you know enough to take a timeout when you have one. And what drives me nuts,
right?
You know, and I always go off about this on Twitter, is the NBA gives these guys way too many timeouts. And Brett Brown would take timeouts when they're down by 20 and there's 2 minutes left and he's taking a timeout. And I'm sitting there going, dude, let's just get this loss out of the way. But when you actually need him to take a timeout in a key moment, he doesn't do it. And then you've got J.J. Redick, who's your fourth option, taking a shot.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, Pat, the timeouts, because that's the thing I have a problem with at Christmas Day. Fourth quarter, you have the possession with the shot clock unplugged. You have two timeouts. It's a tie game. You have a young team who's inexperienced. Why wouldn't you take a timeout and get the shot that you want? Instead, you let them play on this young team who doesn't know what they're doing, go into overtime in Boston against a team that they're not. It's just ridiculous. Like, you needed to take a timeout there. A lot of games I'm watching, Brett Brown is the problem. Like, I love the guy. He's a smart guy, but I think he's got to go.
Thanks for the phone call, Alex. My issue after the Christmas Day game wasn't just the fact they lost the game. It was honestly the reaction on Twitter that I got. You know, I kind of thought I was in the majority. And that majority would be the angry crowd. The crowd that was livid. Because once again, you lost a game against an elite team. Great. They went to Utah and they won. Phenomenal. Awesome. The whole point of the process was to get championships. Am I right or wrong about that? I think I'm pretty much right. The whole point of the process wasn't to become the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Toronto Raptors pre-Kawhi, where they were a really good team that would get to the finals in the Eastern Conference Finals or the Western Conference Finals, but they would never get over the hump. They would never win a championship. That wasn't the goal of the process. And as I sit here watching the team, I'm sitting there going, well, that's what this team has become. And I was worried about that going into the season, and I'm worried about that now, that they're a very good basketball team that is maybe the 2 seed, maybe the 3 seed, maybe the 4 seed, but they can't beat an elite team. So I hop on Twitter and I'm voicing my displeasure about this, and I'm getting, I'll call them, they're idiots who are saying, oh, here we go, sky's falling, you're overreacting. Yeah, I'm overreacting. Let's just go through the list. 10-16 at Boston, season opener, elite team. You lost 105-87. 10-24 at Milwaukee, you lost 123-108. 10-30 at Toronto, 129-112, loss. 11-7 at Indiana, 194. That was a win, yay. 12-5 at Toronto, 113-102, loss. 12-14 versus Indiana, 113-101, loss. 12-22 versus Toronto, 126-101, win, no Kawhi Leonard. And then Christmas Day, 121-114, loss. Just take that L. Just keep taking that L. I mean, this is great. We'll beat Miami. Thank God. That's what everybody wanted. But you can't beat Boston. You can't beat Toronto. You can't beat Indiana. You can't beat the elite teams. And I have people telling me, you're overreacting. The sky's falling. Here we go. Acting like I'm reacting to the, you know, 10-16 game on 10-17. No. We're in late December. This team cannot win a key game against a tough opponent. And when the playoffs come down, you're sitting here telling me that, no, don't worry, because, you know, it's only one game, you're overreacting. Oh, okay, so if they play Indiana, if they play Boston in a seven-game series, I have more confidence in them? You can't beat them in the regular season, but in a seven-game series, they're magically going to turn it on? No, 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 no. This team has flaws. Brett Brown is absolutely one of them, as Alex pointed out. The timeout situation boggles my mind. His switches boggle my mind. His substitutions boggle my mind. And now on top of it, you have an issue because Joel Embiid's coming out in the media saying, I don't like how I'm being used. And if he's coming out in the media saying it, he's been thinking it for a while. He's just deciding to pop off now. And this is festering. And it makes me wonder, how long is Brett Brown going to be here? Yes, we all love Brett Brown, right? We love the accent. He's a scorer. The kid is a baller. I get it. It's fun to talk about Brett Brown, right? He went through the process. And when we think about the process, you think of Brett Brown and Sam Hinkie, and you don't want to let that go. But in key moments, his team doesn't win games, and they have talent on the roster. You have Ben Simmons. You have Joel Embiid. You have Jimmy Butler. You're not winning those key games. I don't give a rat's ass about a game against Utah. You know, I could not care less about a game against Utah. I care when you're playing those elite teams and you can't win, because that's the real barometer. And the only time you can win is when Kawhi is out. That's an issue. I don't want to necessarily call for a coaching change, but something definitely needs to change with this squad. Because when you have two timeouts left, and I've seen him do it. I've seen them, I swear to God, be down by 25 with a minute to go, and that guy's calling a timeout. But when a key moment happens in a game that you can win and you don't call a timeout to set up to get the ball to Jimmy Butler, who's already won you two games, and you let J.J. Redick take the shot, which granted was a good look. He should have hit it. But that is an issue. That's street ball. And then in overtime, they look completely lost. They look like they had absolutely no direction. Very frustrating. 610-632-0975. It is Patty with you till midnight. We got John Anik coming up at 11 o'clock to preview UFC 232. Jerry and Levittown, you will be up next. Then it's you guys. 610-632-0975 on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Oh, so your plans fell through the Friday morning of Super Bowl weekend. Oh. Don't worry. We've got a reason for you to still drink beers at 6 a.m. Yeah. On Friday, February 1st, join Farzetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate park at the Met Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen.
Want to play? Here's how.
Go to 97.5thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets' huge stage.
Want
to
party? Here's how.
Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download your free tickets now. 97.5 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Farzetta and Trey. Friday, February 1st at the Mets. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Texans takes additional hello for some select models with approved credit. 50% off 2018 Cadillac XTS produced on Toyota and ends 12/31/18. Call 1-800-CARBANK for full details.
3, 2, 1. Year end markdown madness is on at FC Kerbeck. Now till Saturday, 7 p.m. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. 200 Cadillacs and Mercedes-Benz reduced for year end. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP $50,009. You pay just $25. 2018 Cadillac XT5 SUV. Original MSRP was $53,800. Now only $32,600 at FC Kerbeck. 2016 Mercedes-Benz C300 all-wheel drive. Just $22,990. 2016 Mercedes-Benz E350 all-wheel drive. Only $24,990. Backed with Kerbeck's famous money-back guarantee. Now till Saturday, 7 p.m. at FC Kerbeck.
I'm Frank Kerbeck. Come join us during our year-end closeout.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made
made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Congratulations, small business owners. You've made it into the new year. I hope you celebrated your accomplishments, but now it's time to get back to work. Start by honoring your New Year's resolution to fire your overpriced and error-prone payroll provider. Why not start the year fresh and let Patriot Software keep your payroll tax filings spotless from now on? Patriot Software offers payroll and payroll tax filings for up to 100 employees. Our payroll customers rate us 4.9 out of 5 stars. Now that's a New Year's resolution you can live with. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A Jeff deal.
Here's buy to buy from Jeff D'Ambrosio in Destination Downingtown. Simply put, Jeff does car buying better. Better selection, better payments, and better trade-in values. During the Big Finish event, save up to $6,000 on Jeep Wranglers or as low as 0% APR for 72 months and payments as low as $129 on select Jeeps. Get best deals of the year right now at number one Jeff D'Ambrosio. Shop 24/7 at GoJeffAuto.com. Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude plus 4x4 lease, $129 per month, 36-month lease, tax additional, must be in current lease with approved credit.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pull your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Verizon Fios TV customers, don't lose ESPN. The Fiesta, Rose, and Sugar Bowls. The College Football National Championship. The NFL Wild Card Game and the NBA on ESPN could soon be gone. And 6ABC, Freeform, and the Disney Networks could all soon be gone from your Verizon lineup. Take action. Call Verizon now at 1-800-837-4966 and tell them you want to keep all the networks you're paying for.
This is it. You waited and waited and waited.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
And we approve this message.
It's official. 300 Jeeps cheap. During Gary Barbera's 2018 year-end clearance.
Hello.
Not 1,000 off, not 2,000 off, but 3,000 off. And that's the
lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap. Your choice. Zero down from $16,990. So nice you gotta say that twice.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And now during Gary Barbera's wall-to-wall clearance big finish event, we're throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink. So make your choice. Zero down or from $16,990. And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is it. Barbera's clearance. Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And from just $16,990.
Philadelphia's football station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
I love the fact we got in the Sixers talk. Because let me tell you, honestly, that Christmas Day game annoyed me so much. And then to get on Twitter and have to deal with people telling me this guy was, you know, acting like I was the idiot. Which, look, I'm an idiot for a lot of things, but I don't think overreacting to a December 25th game when you can't beat an elite team is overreacting at all. And I was like, man, I wonder if we're going to be able to get in on Friday. I wonder if the pulse of the town will still be the Sixers, and there will be people out there that are still mad about the Christmas Day game. A year ago, I actually sat here because they're in a very similar situation. In December of last year, they were blowing a lot of games. They'd be up by 20, they'd blow it. They'd, you know, be up by 15 late, they'd blow it. And I remember having the conversation of, hey, I'm not saying you fire Brett Brown right now, but I think an uncomfortable conversation has to be made of whether he's the guy or not. The more I watch Brett Brown in key moments, key games, I'm not talking when you're playing Memphis. I'm talking when you're playing Boston, when you're playing Toronto, when you're playing Indiana, when you're playing Milwaukee. The more I watch him in those moments, I watch a guy that doesn't really have a clue on how to exactly get over the hump and beat these teams. And once again, a prime example was you don't call a timeout. The NBA gives these guys millions of timeouts. Like, it's like rollover minutes. They just roll them over. You have guys just taking timeouts for the sake of taking timeouts. And Brett Brown is no different than that. You have two in your pocket. You don't take one. And then you just get absolutely blitzed in overtime. I think Kyrie scored again during our break in overtime. Like, you could not stop him. And the Sixers had absolutely no plan whatsoever. I don't know who the guy would be, meaning the coach, if you did make a move, because you do need to replace him. But I find it hard to believe that you can't contend a little bit harder than they have against elite teams with a core of Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. In all honesty, with just Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, you should be able to win some of those games. They weren't winning them. So it definitely sticks in my craw, but it sticks more. I tweeted this out, and you could follow the show at @Pat_Egan. I don't know what crowd annoys me more, the just trade for Mike Trout crowd or the Sixers are fine crowd. Because the Sixers are fine crowd, they are the gif of that dog sitting in a burning building just saying, this is fine. Like, if you honestly think that this team will be fine as currently constructed, and, you know, if the playoffs start today, go to a 7-game series against Boston, you're kidding yourself. So that's, you know, hey, once again, sit back, ignorance is bliss, think they're in a great spot, even though they can't beat any elite teams. But hey, they just beat Donovan Mitchell, so NBA championship, here we come. Let's go to Jerry in Levittown. Jerry, you're on the Fanatic.
Pat, I'm having a little trouble following you.
Go ahead.
So you just got done saying, if you think that this team, the way they're currently constructed,
yep,
can win a good playoff series, then you're out of your mind.
Yep.
But then in the same breath, you're calling for the coach to have a conversation about being fired.
No, I said last year I had the talk about, hey, Brett Brown, they keep blowing games. You might have to have an uncomfortable conversation about whether he's the guy or not.
Mm-hmm.
That was a year ago. Right now, though, I mean, nothing's, in fairness, nothing's really changed my opinion that Brett Brown is the guy, because I think in big spots he comes up short.
So here's what I'll say to that. Personally, I thought that not calling a timeout and running the pick and roll with Ben and Jimmy was brilliant. Because if you call a timeout there and you give the ball to Jimmy and say, do what you do, Brad Stevens is too good of a coach. He's going to double it immediately and have a plan for what you do for Jimmy. So that's the first thing. And you said yourself, J.J. Redick, the best shooter on our team, got a really good look to win that game.
He did get a good look. I mean, do you put any credence into the fact that Joel Embiid is telling the media that he doesn't like, you know, not getting the ball late in the game and he doesn't like how he's being used? I mean, that's an indication on the coach, no?
Sure, absolutely. And I think that, what I'll say to that, I'll start with this, is you listed off a bunch of games where they came up small against good teams.
Yep.
But for the first thing you got to do is take away half of those games because we didn't have Jimmy Butler.
There's no Jimmy Butler.
The second thing is, when you do get Jimmy Butler, now you got to all relearn how to play together. Jimmy's never played in our system. He doesn't understand the verbiage. A whole process. Everyone forgets that when Miami went to the finals in 2006, they started that season off 9-17. Right? It takes a while for these things to develop. So while, yes, I understand your frustration and I'm with you, I agree. We need to pick this stuff up sooner than later. But let's not forget, basketball, out of any other sport, is the most team game you can have. All five guys must be on the same page, must understand what each one's going to do on every single possession, how you play defense, what are you going to do if in a pick and roll, where are you going to be,
yep.
Are you going to help me? There's so much that goes into it.
All right, Jerry, thanks for the phone call, man. You made a lot of good points. That was a good back and forth there. I hope Jerry's right. I hope they get it together. I hope that, you know, in 2 months from now when they play Boston again at home, that they're able to have a little bit better of an effort. And, you know, a lot of what Jerry said is correct. You do probably have to take half those games away because of no Jimmy Butler. Now you have Jimmy Butler, obviously. It's a different team. With that said, though, I still don't look at this team currently as constructed and say that's a team that should probably be able to contend for an NBA championship. And that was the whole point of the process. Now, with that being said, this team as currently constructed will not be the team that goes in the playoffs. You're going to have the run of NBA vets who get released after the trade deadline. You're going to have the Marco Bellinellis and the Ersan Ilyasovas become available. And it's a matter of who you pick up and who can make an impact. You know, Ersan and Marco, one of the two big reasons why they signed here was because of the fact that they knew they were going to get playing time. And if you're a free agent, if you're a vet free agent who's looking for a squad in late February, the Sixers are enticing, not just because they're, you know, a pretty good basketball team, but mainly because their bench is so bad. You know, their bench needs some help. And this really goes back to the Markelle Fultz situation of, we got our expectations, and we talked a lot about on this show about the unrealistic expectations for the teams in the city. That there's a guy that we got unrealistic expectations for going into the season based on one, I can be honest with you, unimpressive video of him shooting a jump shot from Drew Hanlon. I remember that video coming out and me saying, hey, not trying to be Bobby Buzzkill, but I still feel like there's a hitch in that jump shot. All of a sudden, you know, Sixers Twitter just starts crucifying my take. And I'm just saying, oh, hold on a second. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm watching the video. I'm with my two eyes. I'm watching it. And I just feel like that's not fluid still. I feel like there's still a hitch. It's improved, but there's still a hitch. And you still had people saying, no, hold on. This guy's going to average, you know, 15 points. He'll be fine. This is our big free agent. Well, how'd that turn out? You know, unfortunately, hasn't turned out great. And I don't think anyone's really expecting much out of Markelle Fultz this season. And that really killed you. That really killed you, and it killed your bench. So this team, as currently constructed, will not be the team that goes in the playoffs. But they need a lot of help. And I think one of the areas they need help in is with the coach. We have John Anik coming up shortly. Before we get him on, though, I want to fit in Shane and Ben Salem. Shane, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm chilling. I just wanted to add to your point. Yeah, we definitely got to pick somebody up because the way this team is now, we can't beat no elite teams.
Not really, man. Not right now, unfortunately. And I brought this up, man. I was worried about this whole situation happening that, you know, we would basically become that team that's really good. It's good enough to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, but you're not good enough ultimately to get to the NBA Finals and win an NBA championship. And that's the whole point, you know. That the whole point was not to be a very good team. It was to be an elite team.
Yeah, that's true. And I really feel like Ben Simmons needs to be able to make a jump shot.
Thanks for the phone call, man. We got John Anik on the line, so sorry to cut you short there. He needs to hit a jump shot, 100%. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and rip the Sixers fan base is telling me the sky isn't falling. And on the flip side say, oh, you know, I should say the Sixers fan base is saying everything's fine. I can't rip those people and then myself say, well, everything with Ben Simmons' jump shot's fine. It's not. But there's a lot of point guards that come into the NBA and they don't have a jump shot. We got to give this guy a little more time than 2.5 years, you know, because he had the injury. There's no doubt in my mind that Ben Simmons is working on a jump shot. He's not just going out with Kendall Jenner. Because reality is we've all been on dates. You can't go on a date forever. Eventually, you just want to go to the gym and work out or do something else. So this logic that Ben Simmons doesn't work on anything and he's just hanging out with Kendall, okay? Just think of your own relationships. I don't think anyone wants to hang out with their wife 24/7. You need some you time, all right? And I hope my wife's not listening. But he will eventually, I think, get a jump shot. I just don't think he's confident in it yet. We have him on the line? We do. So coming up this Saturday, tomorrow, UFC 232, John Jones, Alexander Gustafsson. We finally get the rematch. Finally, after 5 years. Joining me right now is the play-by-play man for the UFC. He will be on the call tomorrow, John Anik. John, how are you?
I am well, man. Good to be with you. I guess I'm going to Los Angeles, they're telling me, so that's where we're headed.
Yeah, I'm going to get that into that in a bit, but let's just start with the main event real quick. John Jones, Alexander Gustafsson, finally the rematch after 5 years, widely regarded as one of the best fights in UFC history. Both men had time off for very different reasons, but how do you ultimately see this one playing out?
Well, it's very interesting just how much time has elapsed. And sort of to your point, I think there are a lot of different variables. And in a radio context, I'm not sure how many we can get to. But taking both of these fighters as they were in 2013, both have echoed a similar sentiment here during Fight Week that you are going to see a completely different version, or at the very least, the best version that they have ever presented to date. Gustafsson actually has the longer layoff here, which I find somewhat interesting. He knocked out Glover Teixeira in May of 2017. Many would argue in terms of the footwork and just the striking acumen offensively, defensively, that this was the signature win and performance for Alexander Gustafsson. He's had 18 months since that fight to fine-tune some things, get healthy. He couldn't have sounded better when I spoke with him yesterday, if that's any indication. And on the other side, John Jones's coaches have been telling us for years that we only see 10% of what he can do in the octagon, and that's still the case despite the fact that he's had 18 UFC fights. So I expect another classic. You know, I'm not sure we're going to need the judges necessarily in this one, but these are truly elite fighters. Gustafsson might be the best fighter on the roster to have never realized the UFC championship. I can't wait to get to L.A. and see how this whole thing unfolds, man.
All right, as you opened up the interview with, you said that now you're heading to L.A. Fight was originally supposed to take place in Las Vegas. Hopefully you don't foot the bill for that, right? Like, you don't have to change the plane ticket and take the loss on that, correct?
Well, you know, I am in the red because I had a couple friends coming out to the fights and I helped secure a rental car for them so that they could go to Vegas, or excuse me, they could go from Vegas to LA and actually still make something of the weekend. But pretty disastrous for the ticket buying fans. I don't know that there's any way to sugarcoat that. I know some of them are going to make their way to LA and be taken care of, but when you parlay all of it with the fact that it's a holiday weekend, I think that just compounds the whole situation. I talked to almost the entire fight card by phone yesterday, as I do as part of my prep on Tuesday or Wednesday during fight week, and it ran the gamut, man. You know, some fighters like Andrei Arlovsky said, I'm thankful Dana White preserved the card and is allowing us to earn a payday. Other fighters are freaking out, you know, emotionally, mentally. They're not in a good place. They had rented Airbnbs in Vegas. They had already checked into the host hotel in some instances, and they had unpacked, right? So to pack again, even if you're getting on a charter flight to L.A., these are very real circumstances. And even though in the fight game, sometimes we get conditioned to the disorder, this is not ideal for most of these fighters, to a man, to a woman, you can be sure.
Yeah, and the reason, if people are wondering out there of why the fight got moved, John Jones got popped for a supplement. We saw actually in UFC Embedded episode 3 for this fight, the explanation from Dana White of why it was moved and not canceled. Some fighters have come out to bash Jones for the PED use. Do you get a sense, though, from fans that the fans truly care about the PED use?
I think publicly people are pretty split. I mean, there are certainly cases with this supplement in Major League Baseball where you've had players suspended for 80 games, claiming innocence and doing everything for, you know, even testing their dog food to see somehow what went wrong and why, you know, their careers are forever tainted. You know, I think a lot of people are going to consider what John Jones has done and maybe put an asterisk next to it. I am not one of those people. He has never struck me, you know, physically as somebody who has needed to use performance-enhancing drugs in terms of the aesthetic. He's never looked to me like somebody who has massively changed his figure or any red flags there. You know, certainly his recreational drug use is well-documented. Maybe he's been careless at times with supplementation. I tend to give guys the benefit of the doubt. Perhaps that's because the promoter cuts my paycheck. But with John Jones and all these different transgressions, I think for fans, it's going to be really interesting to see what the response is in the arena at the Forum. I'd expect him to probably deal with some boos there. And at the pay-per-view window, you know, what kind of ramifications are there going to be on pay-per-view for people that maybe don't want to line this guy's pockets after another unfortunate circumstance, even if this one wasn't necessarily his fault?
Well, we are getting the fight, luckily, because I'm, you know, I didn't want the fight to be canceled. I loved watching John fight. Last time Jones was in the octagon, he was calling out Brock Lesnar. Now, if Jones wins this Saturday, Lesnar will seemingly have his pick of Jones or Daniel Cormier. Which fight would you think is more likely to happen?
Well, I think promotionally, for a long time, they had looked at that John Jones-Brock Lesnar fight, and because DC became a two-division champion, and because he is, to a man, the biggest WWE fan we have on the roster, I think that the Lesnar-Cormier fight makes a lot of sense. I think for Daniel, you know, this is a guy, and people are going to say, oh, you're his broadcast partner, and maybe you're defending him. This is a guy who defended the light heavyweight title in January of this year, and now this weekend, 11 months later, two other guys are going to fight for the undisputed title that he defended less than a year ago, right? So if he now were to get passed for the Lesnar fight by John Jones, I think Cormier would be absolutely livid. You know, he's none too thrilled that these two guys are fighting this weekend to begin with, because I think he wanted to be in this position. So it's a very layered situation. I think certainly in terms of pay-per-view buys, John Jones versus Brock Lesnar is one of the biggest fights that we can make. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Lesnar-Cormier be the fight that is made, because DC has established a lot of goodwill with the promotion, and he's being forced to step aside this weekend. I'm not sure how well it would sit with him if he was forced to do it again.
Well, so Daniel won't be with you on the broadcast?
Well, no, I'm saying sort of stepping aside
okay.
This weekend. I mean, he's not going to be on the broadcast by choice, you know, because I don't think that he wants to be there for this fight, which you can certainly understand,
yep.
Even though his insight would be tremendous. But no, I mean, he would have liked to defend his light heavyweight title against the returning John Jones, even if it was in January or in February, because, of course, he just fought Derek Lewis in November. But DC's not happy at all that this fight is taking place for his undisputed title that he will hold until these guys enter the octagon literally on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's understandable. I mean, the promotions let other fighters go way longer than that. And you know Daniel Cormier very well, having obviously worked with him on pretty much every pay-per-view. Daniel stated that he plans on retiring at the end of 2019. So do you think that we've seen the last of Cormier versus Jones in the rivalry situation?
You know, it's a good question. DC has actually said he wants to retire by his 40th birthday, which is March 20th of 2019. So I don't think he's going to fight all year. I think you'll see DC at least once more. I think he probably has as much of an appetite for the John Jones fight as he does for the Brock Lesnar fight. You know, I think financial is a big component to this, you know, and so I think as long as it's one of those two guys, Brock Lesnar or John Jones, I think DC would be pretty satisfied. But you've seen sort of both Jones and Cormier waver a little bit as to their appetite for a third meeting. John said it wasn't of interest to him competitively several weeks ago, and now here during fight week for UFC 232, John has all of a sudden talked about fights. It happens this weekend. Obviously, a Gustafson win would throw a wrench into some plans, but I think one way or another, you're going to see DC fight first quarter 2019, and it'll be one of those two big names.
Awesome. Moving on now to the co-main event. You've got Chris Cyborg, Amanda Nunes. Really, this is the first kind of super fight in the women's division that we've seen. Amanda Nunes is a heavy underdog in this one. Last time she was an underdog, she ran through Ronda Rousey in about 45 seconds. So are you surprised at how many people, mainly Vegas, are kind of down on Nunes heading into this fight?
Well, you know, ultimately Vegas is trying to draw two-way action, and the betting price has sort of stayed where it opened or close to it. So I think they are getting two-way action, which ultimately is always the goal of the sports book. I think it's about right. You know, Chris Cyborg has been such a prohibitive favorite, and you know, I think she's 20-1. She would probably be 40-1 if she could get women to actually fight her on a semi-regular basis. I think what's so exciting about this matchup is that in Amanda Nunes, maybe to your point about the betting line, we have someone who a lot of people can really make a case for not only beating Chris Cyborg, but knocking her out on the feet. You know, Amanda Nunes is very technical. She's got a lot of good long-range weapons. And even though she's on the wrong end of the reach equation here, she's a very proficient striker and a very good finisher, and she has very good footwork, and she understands distance and range and all of those things. But she's fighting the physically and mentally tougher woman here, I think. So how has Amanda maximized her time? Has she been super disciplined in this move up? Has she had a lot of muscle mass or not? You know, there are a lot of questions that I think will get answered when we see these women on the scale. As far as Chris Cyborg is concerned, though, there's sort of a misconception that she forces things in the octagon. She is an absolute world beater, but she is a patient, well-rounded mixed martial artist. And I think it's going to take a Herculean effort, honestly, my man, from Amanda Nunes or anybody else to beat Chris Cyborg. You know, she's kind of like Floyd Mayweather, man. She's never flat on fight night, and you almost got to see it to believe it, and I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, now these two women are truly must-see TV. They're arguably the two toughest women in women's MMA. So after these two fight, is there anyone else out there that can really give either one of these women a good matchup?
Well, it's been really hard for the matchmakers to find qualified credentials opponents for Chris Cyborg at 145 pounds. We do have a fight at featherweight on this fight card this weekend between Kat Zingano and Megan Anderson, and perhaps if somebody gets a finish there and looks really good, that would sort of lay the foundation for a title shot in the not-too-distant future. Certainly, if Amanda Nunes wins, I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Cyborg has a rematch clause and was granted an immediate rematch. I think what would really inject some interest into this whole thing would be if Nunes could spring the upset, because then Chris Cyborg would really have a true rival, and you could have some sort of series here. At bantamweight, there are challengers for Amanda Nunes. Certainly, that's a division at 135 pounds that has been established for some time. But, you know, other than Kentlyn Vieira, another Brazilian woman who is undefeated in the UFC at 135 pounds, I'm just not sure that there are any viable challenges. So this is the big one this weekend, man, and thankfully it's in front of us and not behind us, at least right now.
Now, one intriguing fight on the undercard is BJ Penn versus Ryan Hall. Ryan Hall has not fought in 2 years. The last fight had very mixed reception from, I'd say, both fans and commentators. BJ Penn, however, is 1-7-1 in his last 9 fights. So how do you see this one playing out?
Well, it's at 155 pounds, where obviously BJ Penn did his best work. You know, Ryan Hall is a featherweight, and his next UFC fight will be down 10 pounds at 145 pounds. So I think that's pretty interesting. You know, I spoke to Ryan yesterday. He was 158 pounds, right? So he has no weight to cut. I mean, a couple of pounds of water, if that, when he wakes up on Friday morning. So for Ryan Hall, though, the layoff hasn't necessarily been by choice. You know, there have been fights like a Dennis Bermudez fight that was proposed that he accepted that didn't materialize, and some other guys in that top 10 that he was hoping to get his cracks against. So I do think for Ryan Hall, he would like to be more active going forward. As far as his fighting style, you know, it has been grappling heavy, obviously, and I think maybe at times you've wanted to see more and more urgency and more pressure and all of those things, particularly on the feet. He told me his striking has improved leaps and bounds, and perhaps he'll try to showcase that against BJ Penn, who obviously is in the twilight of his career. I think for BJ, it's an interesting matchup because it's a guy who maybe doesn't pose as big a threat on the feet as some of his past opponents. And all indications are that BJ is putting in the right work. He has spent a lot of this training camp with Noble Unhao and Andre Pederneiras in Brazil and, you know, appears to be saying and doing all the right things as he sort of tries to get on track here. But Ryan Hall is about a 5-1 favorite, and I think with good reason, given Penn's current form that you sort of outlined off the top there.
All right, the last time, getting back to the main event, the last time we saw Jones versus Gustafson, the undercard had some future stars on it, mainly Stephen Wonderboy Thompson and Khabib Nurmagomedov. Is there any future stars on this card that might be floating under the radar, in your opinion?
Well, the fight you have to look at is the first fight of the night on pay-per-view. Chad Mendes obviously has only fought once since 2015. Twice he's challenged for a piece of the UFC title. He had a USADA suspension in there that sort of derailed him. But he came back in July with a huge knockout, and now he's fighting a guy in Alexander Volkanovski that has won 15 fights in a row. He's 5-0 in the UFC. He called for this fight against Chad Mendes. So this matchup just has a whole lot of steam, major title ramifications. You know, I'm not going to say the winner here is going to be next for Max Holloway at 145 pounds. Tenato Moicano factors in that mix for sure, but high stakes at featherweight here with Mendes and Volkanovski. Very close fight. According to Las Vegas, guys are mirror images of each other in a lot of respects, and that's the fight that certainly jumps off the card for me to see if Volkanovski really can make a case that he can hang with the division's elite.
All right, now you just brought up Max Holloway, and I did want to get into him and his performance at 231. Put on an absolute show, really, against one of the best in Brian Ortega. He's obviously the 145-pound champ. He's had weight cut issues. He tried to challenge for a few days for that 155 belt, but the New York State Athletic Commission wouldn't allow him to continue to cut weight. What's next for him? Is he going to stay at 145, or is he going to move up to 155?
Well, I think what's tricky is maybe you go into a fight thinking it'll be your last fight in that weight class, and then the weight cut and fight week goes so well that all of a sudden you have reservations about moving up because you think you can do it again. I will just say I don't think Max Holloway is long for the featherweight division, maybe one or two more. But this is a guy who told me prior to his first title defense that he has visions of not just moving up to 55 in the UFC, but before it's all said and done, he wants UFC fights at welterweight, and he even said middleweight, if you can believe that, right? So here's a guy who walks, you know, north of 190 pounds. I just don't think featherweight is a long-term weight class for him. Obviously, he has the credentials as perhaps the greatest featherweight of all time. But there are a lot of big fights at 155, and that's a weight class that is far more manageable for him long term. I know he's still a young man, but short of one or two more, I think Holloway's future is most assuredly at lightweight and hopefully sooner rather than later.
All right, last one for me before I let you go. We're about to hit the end of the year. What was the most surprising thing you saw in 2018?
Got to be the brawl, right, between Conor McGregor and Khabib Nurmagomedov in their camps. You know, I think for me, so much was put into that week in terms of the preparation, and we've never been more focused for a broadcast with more eyeballs upon us. And then you go from calling the biggest fight in UFC history to calling a brawl. I mean, it was just a surreal night, and I don't know that anything really will top that in terms of 2018. There were certainly some breakout fighters and performances. It was Israel Adesanya as the breakout performer, certainly Daniel Cormier making history, becoming a two-division champ, and then defending the heavyweight title. But October 6th, UFC 229, it's a day that's going to live in infamy for MMA fans for a long time. And when I think of 2018, I think of Khabib jumping the fence, getting to Dylan Danis, and everything that ensued thereafter.
I was going to try to stay away from Conor because he's just, that's the go-to question, I guess, when anytime you...
We almost got there.
Yeah, but you brought him up. When the brawl, it brought a lot of eyeballs to the UFC, and I think a lot of purists said it was bad for the sport. What was your take on it? Was it as a black eye as maybe initially thought, or do you think it brought more eyeballs from people that might not have been into the UFC and said, oh crap, like this is actually a real rivalry. This isn't just some made up stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think it certainly brought more eyeballs after the fact. I don't know how many of those eyeballs are buying UFC 232 this weekend, right? And that's sort of
what we're asking internally is, all right, well, people paid attention to that, but is there a residual effect from it? But, you know, I thought the dolly being thrown off the bus by Connor was far more a black eye for the sport than this situation that escalated after a championship fight. And had the dolly thing not happened back in April in Brooklyn, I think this situation might have really spiraled out of control. But UFC security has been so beefed up really over the last 7 years I've been with the company, that hitting a peak for UFC 229 because of the previous instances between these two camps. So we were ready to go, and short of the one Usherman not corralling Khabib, you know, everything else couldn't have been handled better, and there were no injuries really to speak of. It didn't boil over into the crowd and lead to fights between fans. So all things considered, you know, we kind of emerged unscathed. So, you know, hopefully it's a learning lesson for a lot of people. You know, Khabib Nurmagomedov, I think, chief among them in a lot of respects. But we're able to move past it, and you know, hopefully people understand just how real this sport is, and that these, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many, are truly the greatest athletes in the world.
John, I don't even blame that guy for not trying to wrangle in Khabib, because I don't think anyone's wrangling in Khabib. Especially when he's wrestling bears. John, I really appreciate the time. You have to order UFC 232 on pay-per-view live this Saturday, 10 p.m. The undercard is incredible. John, have a great broadcast, and I'll talk to you up the road.
My pleasure, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I know that it's a niche sport, man, but like, if there's probably one fight to watch, it's going to be Jones versus Gustafson. It's just so damn good. That first fight you probably find on YouTube is a barn burner. But let's get it back to the Eagles, or the Sixers, if you will. And we will continue the talk about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. And I am getting some reaction on Twitter about the Sixers process and success and whatnot. And I do want to read off some of the worst things that's happened in Philly sports. I haven't gotten too many of them on the phone, but I've gotten a bunch on Twitter, and I do want to get, I'll say mine, I'll Josh, my producer, he'll say his, and we'll break that down coming up next. 610-632-0975, wide open phone lines, first time all show, so it's a good time to get in. If there was something that that I said or you want to get off your chest, you can call up 610-632-0975. It is Pat Egan with you until midnight on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino starting at 1 p.m. It all comes down to week 17 and another must-win game as Nick Foles leads us into battle with Washington. And we'll keep our eyes on must-lose Minnesota. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Watch the game with the Fanatic's Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. And plenty of free parking, presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
This is it.
You waited and waited and waited.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
And we approve this message.
It's official.
300 Jeeps Chiefs.
During Gary Barbera's 2018 year-end clearance.
Hello.
Not $1,000 off, not $2,000 off, but $3,000 off, and that's
the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps Cheap.
Your choice, zero down from $16,990.
So nice you gotta say that twice.
300 Jeeps Cheap.
And now during Gary Barbera's wall-to-wall clearance big finish event, we're throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink.
So make your choice, zero down or from $16,990.
And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is it. Barbera's clearance. Zero down. 300 Jeeps cheap.
And from just $16,990.
With PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. In 2016, one of my employees accidentally clicked through an online vendor's contract, which recommitted my company to an additional 12 months of their service. I called the vendor to explain the accident. Nope, they pointed to their ironclad contract, told me to pay or else. I will pay them, but after 12 months, I'm gone. I've been in business over 30 years, and I've never made my customers sign a long-term contract. Never. And now, my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, offers payroll to business owners with 1 to 100 employees, and there's no long-term contract. And if you need help with your payroll, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Nobody beats a Jeff D.
Buy to buy from Jeff D'Ambrosio and Destination Downingtown. Simply put, Jeff does truck buying better. Better selection, better payments, and better trade-in values. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save up to $15,000 on Ram trucks or get payments as low as $149 per month. Find the best deals of the year right now at number one Jeff D'Ambrosio. Shop 24/7 at GoJeffAuto.com. No one beats a Jeff deal guarantee.
Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
2019 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4, $149 per month lease with $49.95 down, 10K miles per year, tax additional, must be incurred lease with approved credit.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654.
Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Sports Talk from Columbus and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
One of our mighty guys, that Super Bowl weekend on Friday, February 1st, join the Farzetta and Trey Morning Show as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament of and tailgate party Philly's ever seen. Want to play? Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets' huge stage. Just want to party? Go to 975thefanatic.com right now. Download your free tickets. It's Farzetta and Trey's Super Bowl weekend, and it happens Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Could you imagine if like we have that party and the team's in the Super Bowl again? That'll be something. That would be. What bowl game's going on right now? I got Iowa State versus Washington State. I watched the Temple Bowl game. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, they all kind of blur together. If somebody would have just told me to just stop watching after like the first half, because my word, they got their doors blown off. God bless those kids, but oh boy. I'm sitting there as a Temple fan. I DVR'd it. You know, it's like 9 o'clock at night, and I think Duke's still scoring touchdowns. That Duke quarterback is legit. He's probably going to be a first-round pick. I'd be shocked if he's not. And it could factor in on where Nick Foles goes, if the Giants end up taking him. Although I said earlier that they very well could just sign Nick Foles to a two-year deal and have him be a bridge if they were inclined to do so. But we've talked a lot about Nick Foles, a lot about Carson Wentz, and the... It's not a rivalry because they both are friends. Controversy might be a better use of a word to describe the situation. We also mixed in a little Sixers talk. I do want to get to this tweet from, what's his name? Brendan O'Malley says, you think the process was going to result in chips? The first or two, your main process pieces play together. I mean, the first 1 or 2 years, your main process pieces play together. Come on, you can't be that dumb, thought you understood the NBA. This is a man's league. If they're still not over the hump by the time Embiid and Ben are 27-ish, and he's meaning, then we can complain. Okay, so with that said, no, I did not expect them to win the NBA championship this very year. Did not. But I think the logic that he's going with, that we have time, and I keep harping to this, is the same logic that I heard from Toronto Raptors fans and from Oklahoma City fans, which was, look, man, we got DeRozan and we got Lowry and we're good. Hey, our time's coming. You can't expect it first year. You can't expect it. Our time's coming. Their time never came. And Oklahoma City was, look, we got KD and we got Russ and we're solid. We're set. And their time never came. And even with Paul George, does anyone really think the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to seriously compete for an NBA championship? No, like they're not. They're a very good team. They'll make some noise in the playoffs. Are they going to get over that hump? No, they're not. And that's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about this team growing with these players because eventually they will grow. But I'm worried about us saying this every year. And finally, maybe Ben, maybe Jimmy Butler after this year just says, you know what, I'm out. Because in the NBA, they just love teaming up. And you're hearing more and more about Kevin Durant going to New York and teaming up with Kyrie and building a super team with the Knicks. As crazy as it sounds, because that team is a dumpster fire, you're hearing more chatter about that. And the more chatter you hear, where there's smoke, there's fire. So I'm sitting here as a Sixers fan just wanting to see a little bit of compete in this squad. And I just don't see it against the elite teams. And that leads me to, well, come playoff time, where's this team going to be? Is this team going to seriously contend for an Eastern Conference championship? I'm not saying the championship this year. I'm saying, be there in the mix. And I think that's what a lot of process people expected, for you to be in the mix, at least the first couple of years. And I'm looking at it like, man, if they play Boston, they play Milwaukee, you're looking at a painful series. Very painful. I think last year's playoff series against Boston was a huge wake-up call because they did what they were able to do to the Sixers without Gordon Hayward. And you got Gordon Hayward coming off the bench this year. But still, their bench is so deep. And another tweeter brought that up to me about the Sixers bench compared to other teams. Elite teams have deeper benches. That's completely true. And that brings up my, what was the worst thing that happened in Philly sports in 2018? And a lot of people brought up, I won't say it. I won't say it because I want to hear what Josh's is first. But my mind was the Markel Fultz saga, if you will. Is the worst thing that happened, because we put so much stock into, hey, we didn't get Kawhi, we didn't get LeBron, we didn't get Paul George. Our big free agent could possibly be Markel Fultz. And then that video comes out. And we put so much stock into that video. Mainly just because it looked like I thought he still had a hitch, but it looked like he was more fluid of a shot. So it's like, all right, he's back. Shot's fixed. Markel Fultz is going to be like really important piece, and that's our big free agent. And it didn't happen. And then he gets benched for TJ, and all of a sudden it's this shoulder imbalance, this whatever the thing they're making up now that's saying that he's got. I mean, reality is, I don't know if that kid's ever going to be a player in the NBA, and it will be a huge, huge blow to this franchise because he really looked like he was going to be, and then all of a sudden it just came crashing down. So for me, the worst thing that happened in 2018 was by far Markel Fultz. Because if that guy could have proved to be a player, and I'm just saying coming back and giving you some good, healthy minutes, and proving to be the player that I would even say 60% of the player they thought they were getting when they drafted him, that's a huge, huge boost for the team. Wasn't even close to that. And I am in the camp, unfortunately, that doesn't really think that there's still anything all that wrong with him. And I hope that I am just being way too negative and I'm being a Negadelphian and they're, you know, all this, whatever the nerve, what it's called, Josh? What he's got now? It's like the nerve, whatever it is. You know what it is if you're a Sixers fan, whatever that crap is. I'm not really buying it, but I hope for his sake it is true and it's not just another excuse that they can use and he comes back and it's, the shot is still broken. But, Josh, what's the worst thing that happened in 2018 for you, for Philly sports, not like personal life?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's difficult to top Fultz. I mean, Fultz is a good one, but short term, I'd have to say the Phillies. I mean, that was a pretty epic collapse that the Phillies had. And the problem with it for me was that I didn't care as much because the excitement wasn't there. So it was disappointing, but it was also disappointing because I wasn't as excited in the team. I mean, there were so many things that happened with the Phillies throughout the year where you saw them have that lead coming down the stretch and no one ever really bought in. You could see from the attendance numbers.
Yeah, I didn't buy in. I absolutely did not buy in. I mean, I'm sitting there going, look, I mean, in 2008, they had an incredible lineup that could just out-hit anybody. And, you know, their pitching staff was pretty mediocre. I mean, Brett Myers, who was sent down, was their number two starter in the playoffs. But their offense would keep them in it. And with this Phillies team, it was the exact opposite, where if the starters gave up four runs, you were like, they're not winning this game. And it was really a killer. I did get that from somebody. It was either on Facebook or on Twitter. The one that I keep getting, and I wanted to see if you were going to get, was the Brian Colangelo saga. People keep bringing up that was the worst thing in Philly sports. And my question to those people would be, is it really that bad? Because I didn't think he was that good of a GM. Like, it got him out of here.
I was never buying into him, too, so it was kind of one of those blessing in disguises silver linings that came along with it.
Yeah, now, I do give him a pass on the Markelle Fultz trade. I think it's, once again, I keep saying the word revisionist history, but I think it is, because when that trade went down, a lot of people were fans of that trade, and I remember hearing callers call up and saying, I can't believe Brian Colangelo fleeced Danny Ainge, and I don't think you can prepare for a kid just being a head case. I just don't. But it does look bad because Jason Tatum continues to ball really well. With that said, though, the nepotism, the fact that he got the job the way he did, the fact that you forced out Sam Hinkie, I was never a huge Brian Colangelo fan. So for that, when the whole burner gate came out, I went, oh, thank God. Like, all right, he's out.
Let me actually ask
we
you.
Both
there we go.
Today.
Yeah, I know, right? But anyways, let me ask you about that, though. You said everybody wanted to be on board with Fultz, and then you're actually not asked to, you know, actually stand by that statement. It's kind of like betting, though, isn't it? If you don't bet on a team, you can kind of ride both sides of the fence, whereas everyone kind of let the whole Fultz thing play out, whereas at the time, they were all about it because he fit that perfect need. We saw him fitting that perfect need with the Sixers.
Yeah, he really did. And then, you know, unfortunately, you know, hindsight obviously is 20/20, and he comes out and he can't shoot, and then Jason Tatum can take, like, every single time they play Jason Tatum, he just puts on a show, and that hurts even more. But, like, I mean, I probably once a week I tweet out, like, oh my God, the Kings pick, because the Kings aren't nearly as bad of a team as people think they are, and it's not even going to be close. Like, I was cracking up at the beginning of the year hearing people say, could you imagine if they had the Kings pick, they'd get RJ Barrett and they'd get Zion Williams? No, they won't, because the Kings aren't nearly going to be that bad. With that said, though, I was never a big Brian Colangelo fan. He just struck me as a pretty mediocre GM. That was the only thing I kind of gave him a pass for, was the Markelle Fultz thing. If you don't want to give him a pass for it, I completely understand. But the Brian Colangelo being the worst thing that happened in Philly sports, it was a strange story. It was probably the strangest story of 2018 in Philly sports. The worst thing that happened, I don't know if Brian Colangelo gets you LeBron. I don't know if Brian Colangelo gets you Paul George or Kawhi. I just think he was a pretty mediocre GM. Let's go to, before we break, Michael in the Lehigh Valley. He wants to talk Sixers. Michael, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on? How's your evening?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. So I want to talk a little Sixers here. And just want to point out, I don't think we're that far away. Right now, I think with Jimmy Butler on board, I think Ben Simmons, and I think JoJo, I think all three of them need to figure out how to play with each other first and foremost. I think our starting five is tremendous. I think we have one of the best starting fives in the NBA. I can't say we have the best, like Brett Brown said. You look up in Golden State, they have a big five. So I don't think we're too far away, as with the starting lineup. I do think we need some bench players. You look up in Boston, they're guard heavy. I think we need another guard to match up against Boston, whether that's going to be Zaire or Markel next year. I don't think we're going to, like you said, push for the finals this year. I'm looking for getting to the second round, possibly the third round again. But I think we need that guard help and possibly another big man. Stretch forward.
Yep.
Five behind Embiid. What do you think?
Yeah, Michael, thanks for the phone call, man. I'm up against it, but real quick, I will get my thoughts. I think they need a defensive stopper. I really do, because Joel Embiid was right. It's been noticed. They turn every single guard into, Michael Jordan. I mean, Dante Exum's averaging 6 points a game, and he dropped 20-plus yesterday. And they do it every single game where they can't guard the guards. And it's frustrating, and they need to stop that. With that said, I don't think that they need to necessarily compete for an NBA championship this year. What I'm saying is, when looking at this team, if they go up against Boston, if they go up against Milwaukee, if they go up against Toronto, I think it's going to be a quick series where I need to see them give them a series. I need 6 games. I need 7 games. And if they lose, it's fine if you put up a fight. But last year against Boston wasn't much of a fight at all. And that's what I'm worried about. 610-632-0975. Lewis and Chris, you will be up next. It is Pat Egan with you until midnight on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. It all comes down to this. Week 17, and the Birds fly to D.C. in another absolute must-win. Even more concerning, Minnesota must lose. Join Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at 1 p.m. for the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House. Listen for the Fanatic's Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking game news. After the game, Joe and Joe take your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Cherokee lease, 36 months, 3640 due at signing, 10,000 miles per year. Tax, tags, and destination fees additional. Includes all rebates and incentives. Offer ends 1-2-18. See dealer for full details.
Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is bringing joy to the world this month during the 2018 Big Finish event. Save up to $12,000 off every new 2018 and 2019 Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in stock. Only at Spirit. Buy with no money down and take advantage of the best financing in the Delaware Valley, regardless of your credit. At Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, rates start at 0% with terms up to 84 months. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Cherokee, your choice, for as low as $199 per month. Only at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Do not miss the 2018 Big Finish event at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Swedesboro. Plan your visit online at SpiritChryslerDodgeJeep.com. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we're selling excitement.
Spirit. Verizon Fios TV customers, don't lose ESPN, the Fiesta, Rose, and Sugar Bowls, the College Football National Championship, the NFL Wild Card Game, and the NBA on ESPN could soon be gone. And 6ABC, Freeform, and the Disney Networks could all soon be gone from your Verizon lineup. Take action. Call Verizon now at 1-800-837-4966 and tell them you want to keep all the networks you're paying for.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Train. And Goo Goo Dolls. Summer Tour 2019. Night with two incredible bands.
And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't.
With special guest Alan Stone, a night full of hits. Train.
Please, no, sister, ain't that distant, no,
sale now at AXS.com. Miss Train and Goo Goo Dolls live and pick up Train's greatest hits featuring 15 classic Train songs plus their version of Careless Whisper.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pull your kids a beg you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Bob Cratchit, get in here.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge?
Cratchit, I just saw the paperwork on the new Kia I asked you to get me from Gateway Kia. It says I saved $6,000. Is this true?
Yes, sir.
Just for that, Cratchit, I'm going to...
Oh, no. Raise your salary. Happy holidays, dear boy.
This holiday season, Gateway Kia will double your down payment up to $6,000 or give you up to $6,000 over book value for your trade. Or sign and drive a new 2019 Kia Forte, just $169 a month, zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or a new 2019 Kia Sportage, only $199 a month, zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it signing. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and on Route 309 in Quakertown. Or log on to shopgatewaykia.com.
Giants.
Light up the holiday sales event.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV discounts only. Trade downs value of credit approval expires 12/31/18.
Let's go!
For Zeta and Trey in the morning. Listen. Listen. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Man, this show is flown by for me. I hope it has for you out there. If you guys are out there listening, I appreciate it. 610-632-0975. One more segment to go. Pat Egan with you until midnight. Let's go to Lewis in Pensauken. You're on the Fanatic. Lewis, what's going on, man?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I want to talk about the Sixers real quick. I think we really, as fans, really have to really understand. Like, the NBA is a process.
Yep.
I know that's a term, but it's just a fact that, overused term, but it's the truth. You don't get to higher levels in the NBA overnight. It just doesn't work like that. So the thing about it is that they understand, the Sixers understand that they do, their bench is short. They know that. But however, we have to look at it from their perspective. They still believe that Zion Smith is coming back this year. They said that. They still believe Markel Fultz is coming back. And those are the two guys that have a very long wingspan,
yep,
and have the athleticism to deal with these younger guards, and not to stop them, but at least be able to slow them down.
To contain them a little bit. I worry about Zaire because the guy's drafted 16th overall. They can give me that 1A, 1B. That was complete baloney. I'm not buying it. And the 16th overall pick usually is a pretty below average player. I mean, not every time, but usually. I mean, you're usually getting Mo Harkless. You're getting Rodney Carney. So I'm worried that we're kind of putting too much stock in Zaire Smith because, you know, Brett Brown, and I feel like he did this a lot in the offseason. He put his foot in his mouth a lot with the star hunting and star developing. But when you compare Zaire Smith to Kawhi Leonard, all of a sudden your expectation is, well, this guy can make an impact. And I'm worried about how much impact can he honestly make for this squad?
Well, remember, Kawhi didn't make an impact immediately. That's why we have to understand, Zaire Smith wasn't even on the radar coming into college. Texas Tech was the only Division I school that gave him a scholarship.
Yep.
This kid is freaky athletic. He's not athletic. He's very athletic.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
He's the best athlete on the team. And that's saying something with Ben Simmons. He's freakish.
So what happens is, and he's only 19. The boy is young.
Yep.
He might even be 19. He's probably 18, going on 19. This kid right now, he's a guy that if he could give us right now 10 minutes of that long, lengthy, you know what I'm saying, his wingspan, his athleticism. He loves to block shots. He's a guy that if you gave JV, just gave it 8 to 10 minutes. To me, I would play him like Ivoroni. I don't know how old you are. He would be the Ivoroni of the team. He would actually start in front of JJ because I like JJ coming off the bench. JJ's going to give you 15 to 17 points a game whether he comes off the bench or starts. You don't have to worry about that. To me, if Zaire could just give you 8 to 10 for, you know, you know, to start the first half and the second half, at least he would give you an ability to slow these guys down. Instead of just because JJ, it just can't keep.
No, and Lewis, and there's the phone call, man. JJ, I love the guy because he was like the first like big free agent that like bought into the process and signing here. He's so bad at defense, but he's not paid to defend. I mean, he's not. Let's be realistic. He's paid to hit shots. It's like Asante Samuel. Asante Samuel wasn't paid to tackle. He was paid to pick the ball off. You know, that's what you're paid for. So. Lewis, I hope you're right, man. I hope you're right about Zaire Smith. He is freaky athletic. He has that long wingspan. I will say this. I heard Mo Harkless was freaky athletic. And they traded him, and, you know, he's not a very good NBA player. That's not to say that I will not be dead wrong on Zaire Smith. I am not an NBA scout. I'm not a talent evaluator. I just, historically speaking, you take a kid 16th overall, or you trade for a kid who was drafted 16th overall, you're usually not getting, you know, a really great player. You're getting kind of a big question mark. That's what Zaire Smith is. And because of that, I wonder how much impact he could have this season. Not moving forward, but this season. Also, the whole Zaire Smith saga over the foot and then the infection. I mean, it's what this team has the worst luck with rookies and in injuries I've ever seen. Let's end the night with Chris in Pennsauken. Chris, you're on the Fanatic.
How you doing, my friend?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good.
That's good.
I got a new snowblower today. It was, you know, pretty nice deal.
Oh, you're a snowblower guy? I'm not a snowblower guy.
I'm 51, bro. You're 29.
That's a good point. Caller makes a good point.
Think about that. I was shoveling snow. I had my first kid when I was 21 when you were, what, 3 or 6, right?
I mean, we don't have to put a number on it, Chris, but sure.
I'm old. It's all good. You know, you age well with, you know, with time. That's what I believe I did. Let me tell you something, man. Some of you people, you should be ashamed of yourselves, okay? Because I grew up over in that city. I graduated from Judge in 1985. For you people to pick sides like the Hatfields and the McCoys, I bleed green. Stop.
And that's what they're doing, Chris. That's what they're doing, man. It's the Hatfield. It's a perfect example.
For what you got. So what you're telling me, Pat, and I know you love your wife, and I love my wife, too. But let me tell you something. So you're telling me you love your wife. She's beautiful. She's hot. And then she comes in one day and she goes, you know what, Pat? You're such a good guy. I'm going to let you have another chick live here. She just can't have my color hair. You're going to say no? You're going to say, oh, no, that's not a good idea? That's what we got, man. We got a brunette and we got a redhead.
That's a good point.
Two are better than one for me. And for you, all you people to be embarrassing yourselves on one of the top radio shows, sports radio shows, where people listen over to the United States. You make me sick, man. You make me sick. Get your head out of your rear end. Let's go, man.
Chris, I appreciate the phone call, man. I'm up against it. I didn't really hear what he had to say after the two chicks. I'll be honest with you. Because two chicks at the same time, I mean, I've always heard that's fun. I'm just still waiting for one chick. But it's a good comparison, for sure. Love Chris's comparisons. I'm not going to get the phone number because we're up against it. Josh, appreciate you sticking around and producing the program. Everybody who called or tweeted in, thank you to John Addick for joining me and to preview UFC 232. I will be back again. We've been doing it all season long. Sunday for the Eagles in-game along with Tyler Zuli. And hopefully by 8 o'clock, we'll be talking about who we're playing in the playoffs. And we won't be playing taps. But I really do appreciate everybody who called in and tweeted in. And I will talk to you guys on Sunday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.